Some of you believe your system is the most advanced in the universe. Let's review the numbers. Sega Genesis is 16 bits. 3DO is 32 bits. The Atari Jaguar is 64 bits. Which is more advanced? Clifford!
Hmm?
16 and 32 are less than 64. So with 64 bits, 3D graphics, real world animation, and lightning speed that you can only get with Jaguar, which is more advanced? Clifford!
Can you repeat the question?
Jaguar!
You know, I figured we'd already covered our we covered our Nintendo and Sega bases, and I thought, why not Atari? That's probably the last time you'll hear Atari, unless I can find the commercial for what was the basketball game on the 2600?
Basketball?
Yeah. No. Or even was it the 2600? What was the one? It was Bird and somebody else. Bird and, was it Bird and Jordan? No, it wasn't Jordan.
I remember there was an NES game.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. So anyway, yeah, probably last time you heard. Hey, welcome. Go all over the place. Welcome to In Game Chat. This is episode 12, and we're back live in the studio this time.
Yay!
Yeah. How did you like that?
Recording it?
Not coming in on Friday.
Not coming in on Friday?
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was odd.
But, you know, I feel like we haven't done this in forever now.
I know. It feels all new again, doesn't it? but, yeah, so we're back again live. Had a nice little tape show last week because I couldn't make it in the studio, and apparently I don't like to be the one that matters, but apparently I am. But because you guys aren't employed, yeah, get you a job here, and then you can do it. Then the insurance can cover you. But, so anyway, we're back live in the studio. Jeremy's in here with us. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. John is here as well.
Good evening.
There you go. And, Dennis.
Hello.
And we've got Zilla in the booth of, whatever.
The booth of whatever.
The booth of, solitude.
Yes.
Loneliness. And yes. All sorts of other things that just keep her by herself. So, anyway, thanks for being in there. So anyway, this is episode 12. Glad to have you with us. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, you're more than welcome to. Head on over to mouselook.com or evilavatar.com. There are links there that'll take you to the chat room and join us inside there to talk about whatever you want to talk about, usually whatever we're talking about and that sort of stuff. So there you go. Lots of stuff going on this week. Let's go around the room and see what everybody did since it's been so long since we've actually been here. We weren't here last Friday night. That's why it was a tape show. So it's actually been a while since I've talked to any of you guys. We'll start with Jeremy over there. What did you do since Monday the 9th?
Man, that's been like a year ago.
I don't remember. Do you?
I don't know what I did.
Did you play Paper Mario?
I didn't like Paper Mario.
Can I borrow it?
No, because Becky loves Paper Mario. I don't know. I didn't pay it. Very close attention to the information coming out about it. I just watched some of the videos, and it looked like a traditional Mario platformer on acid. It looked absolutely crazy, but it's basically a platform RPG, which I guess I should have suspected with it being a Paper Mario title, and all the other Paper Marios were RPGs.
Were RPGs, yeah.
But it's a platformer, but instead of, you know, the mushrooms making you big, and then you hit and get small. You have experience and hit points, and the mushrooms give you hit points, and you level up. And it's slower paced than a traditional platformer, and there's way too much talking in there for a Mario game for me. It wasn't what I expected. It actually is a very, very good game. It just wasn't what I was expected, so I was disappointed. But Becky is absolutely in love with it.
So if we got Becky's, you know,
and it's I'm really aggravated because it's slowing down my progress in watching Stargate.
That's right, you only got the one TV. So.
Well, we've got two TVs, but we watch it together. Right. So when she's playing Paper Mario, no progress is made on Stargate. Fortunately, right now, our schedules are a little different, so she can play Paper Mario during the day, and then we can watch some Stargate after everything else. But yeah,
she can get that.
She needs to hurry up and
get
finish.
Her fix then. Is it a pretty big game? I mean, do you know how far away she is or how far into it she's in?
Last I saw, she was a little over halfway through it.
Wow. All right, so what else? I mean, tell me what you've been doing the last few days, then, if that's how far you can remember. Any type of gaming? Did you see any movies? Did you do anything?
Well, I didn't see any movies because the only movie that's out right now that I want to see isn't being played in town. Aqua Teen Hunger Force is not playing at the rave.
And from what I've heard, I'm not sure you really want to see that from the reviews I've read.
Well,
the people who are fans of the show.
Yeah, what do you expect for, well, I mean, fans maybe, but I think general reviewers are never going to give that movie good marks.
Well, no. I was talking about fans of the show are not really happy with it either.
Really?
Really.
They said the first season of Aqua Teen was, like, wonderful. The second season wasn't that bad either. But, like, the stuff they're doing now is really, really horrible, and they don't like what's being shown on the screen. And what they have in the film is this season's type of stuff.
Oh, well, then I'll probably like it, because I still like the season's
If you like it, hey, man, you know, all the more power to you. Go right for it. But it's not playing anywhere, so you can't watch it.
No, I can't.
Come on,
you can't even pirate it yet.
I was about to say, use your super download abilities.
It'll probably be up tomorrow.
I can tell you to find anything, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Even, like, the weirdest porn. we've never done that before. Swear. what have you been doing the past couple of days that feel like years, John?
Oh, as for interesting things, not much. I've been working and catching up on some projects that I should have done, say, about a year ago.
Yeah.
And then...
wow.
Gaming-wise, I've been playing a lot of, like, simple puzzle games on Linux and things like that.
That's always fun.
Yeah, just sort of things to kill time.
Casual gaming.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The Einstein puzzle game, if you've ever seen it, is wonderful. But anyway...
Where can you find that? That intrigues me for some reason. Where can you find
Flowix that? Games, Flowix.
Okay.
They've got versions for Windows and Linux and maybe Mac, I'm not sure.
I'll look into that.
But it's all GPL, it's free software. And I've been playing a lot of that over the past few weeks. But other than that, I've also been not seeing Aqua Teens because I don't want to drive to Birmingham to see it.
No.
And that's been about it, unfortunately.
Oh, well, so did you not get out to see Grindhouse? That was the last time.
No, I still haven't seen that either. So that's probably going to be.
If you're going to see it, you better go see it soon because
it's
tanking in the box office.
Oh, and, it was dropping.
I noticed on Rave today they're down to one showing a day now.
Ooh.
Right. So I'm thinking if I have the day off on Monday, that's probably what I'll probably take some time and go see Grindhouse.
If it survives the weekend.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Hot Fuzz comes out this weekend.
Yes, oh, yeah, that's true.
And so, your chances at Grindhouse are just dying very, very, very fast.
Well, it was still in today. It was still in today is Friday, so if they were going to change, hopefully it would have been today.
I don't know, man. Well, if you're talking...
Unless they do a mid-weekend,
If you're talking about the rave, now, the show times on their Friday have never matched their show times on Saturday. Or at least for some of the... Like, I wanted to... When we were trying to figure out our 300 show times, I looked at Fridays, and I'm like, okay, we can do that. And then I... checked on Saturday, because that's when I went to go buy my tickets. I'm like, oh, crap, these are different times than what I saw on Friday. So it may still be there, it may not. This is just our local theater we're talking about here.
I'll have to do some research.
So what about you, Dennis? Anything? I don't know. It's been a while since we talked to you, so don't go that far back. What did you do this past week and weekend?
Actually, last night I went to go see a showing of a group called the Bedlam Bards. They've mostly done kind of Celtic and Renfair type stuff. But not too long ago, they started doing things based on TV show Firefly.
No.
By Josh Sweden, Cancel by
Fox. What do they do?
Just music based on it. They put together a lot of stuff on their CDs, and also this stuff for the documentary that the fans called Browncoats did based on basically kind of the activities of getting everybody together to try to get the movie Serenity made, just getting the fans for and just documenting everything that was going on around that time.
Oh.
But they came up to a small senior center in Tallahassee. It was the best place they could get, apparently, is my understanding.
Okay.
And they came in there for about 3 hours. They sang songs and
I was going to say, how'd you like it?
Very good, very good. I mean, just traditional stuff, no big pieces of equipment or anything. It was just...
Well, I'm sure the senior sitter really couldn't support the any type of massive speakers, wattage, and amps. But have you played any games?
Nothing much outside of just WarioWare for the Wii. Haven't had much time aside for anything else right now.
Well, let's jump in the booth. What have you been doing, Zilla?
Luxor 2.
you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, it's so long. If anybody's finished it and it ends, let me know.
Love Sword 2 came out a couple of weeks back, I guess. It was the week we did our show. We recorded our show. Love Sword 2 came out on the 360, on the Xbox Live Arcade. And it's very close in relation to Zuma, which, of course, she is just enthralled with. Are you all right?
Chair is too squeaky.
Okay. He stood up, and I'm like, all right, man. Well, you're going to go. So, Luxor 2, anything else? Have you seen any movies?
Guitar
Have you done
Hero?
Well, guitar. Yeah, that's right.
Co-op.
We did the co-op. Hey. Zilla came over last Saturday before I got insanely sick.
Yeah.
Holy cow. We'll talk about that. Probably not.
But do we have to?
No, we don't. But it was, oh my God, it was horrible.
Apparently we do.
Oh, but anyway, there's a phone ringing. I'll let her get that. We'll talk about it. But anyway, Zilla came over, and there are achievements on the Guitar Hero 2 for the 360 that you can get while playing co-op. Certain amount of scores that you can get, or certain amount of notes hit together, that sort of thing. There's some achievements that you can get off of that. So she came over. We imported her gamer tag onto my box so that we're both logged in, so that we both receive the achievements that we're going to do. And we jammed out for about 3 hours or so.
Nice.
And and scored some achievement points, and that was great. So, I mean,
can't wait for Rock Band, man.
That's something we're looking forward to as well. But that leads me into, I guess, what I was doing this past weekend, which, you know, other than being really, really sick... I played Luxor 2. I played Guitar Hero 2 with Dana, whatever. Just whatever name comes out first, that's the name you're stuck with. Sorry. And I also played God of War 2. Got further in that. Loved it. Really, really liking it. And Superman Returns on the 360. I've been playing that as well. So that's, and it's a lot of fun also. It's a little bit repetitive. It's like fly around, beat stuff up, fly around, beat stuff up.
Not as bad as, you know, Superman 64, I hope.
Nothing could be as bad as Superman 64. Who was it that rated that the worst game?
Everybody.
I was about to say, who didn't?
Well, I mean, I think it may have been EGM gave it a 1.1, lowest grade they'd ever given a game. Some magazine did. Anyway.
EGM or GamePro, probably.
They said the only reason they didn't rate it any lower was because the game actually started up.
Yeah.
They had to give it credit for that, but... That was the only positive thing they had to say about it.
So Zilla holds up a sign that says Mike's on the line, wants to talk about cheat codes. And normally, you know, we don't take our phone calls till later. But for God of War 2 and for Superman Returns, I've been using cheat codes for them. Because I just enjoy the game that much more better. Or more whatever. More better. Exactly. Let me throw that out. It's wonderful. I should hit the dump button. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you had questions about cheat codes. What are your questions?
Well, I like to play the real-time strategy games. My favorites are American Conquest and American Conquest Fights Back.
Never played them, and I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty much you know, colonial type games. You know, you can be the French or the British. You can be the Eskimos versus the Russians or something like that. pretty esoteric stuff.
Quick fight on that one, I'm sure.
Yeah. And Rome Total War. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Game.
Okay, that I know about.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, my favorites really are the American Conquest series. I was wondering if there were any cheat codes or cheat code books, you know, published.
Strategy games don't normally come with cheat codes, I would think. The real-time strategy, do they?
I don't know. I haven't bought a strategy guide in so long, ever since, you know, discovered GameFAQs.com.
Strategy guide, yes. A strategy guide would be one way to go with it, but that's not exactly a cheat code.
If you need cheat codes or even a strategy, GameFAQs.com, GameFAQs.com, has pretty much all of the information you could possibly want.
He's not kidding.
Pretty much any game published.
Easter egg, the little Easter egg.
Sure.
You think I'll have those in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah, just head on over to, go to GameFAQs, GameFAQs.com. Go over there. You'll see a little toolbar to pick whether you want the 360, the PS2, or a PC, that sort of thing, depending on the platform that you play it on, which I'm sure is PC,
it's
obviously.
PC, yeah.
Click on PC, and then you can search by title of what you're looking for. And hopefully you can find something out. I'm not sure you're going to find cheat codes, though, other than maybe...
They have a separate section for cheats.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying for real-time strategy games. Do they...
RTSs usually have cheats in them.
Money and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on if you're doing single or multiplayer games, I would think. Because they're not going to let in a multiplayer game. They hopefully don't have codes where you can just completely trounce your opponent.
Hey, Mike, where are you calling us from?
Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Have you listened to the show before?
I've just caught it once or twice. Just happened to kind of, I think I discovered it not last week. Well, maybe it was last week or something.
No, last week was our pre-recorded show, so you kind of caught us not live. Tonight we're live, and you can really understand how well this thing's going.
I really love Realm Total War because you can do custom battles. Excuse me. You can set custom battles, like you could be the Britons versus the Romans, and you can set the scenario and the type of terrain and the type of weather and all that's pretty cool.
So I didn't know it was that. I didn't know it was that customizable. I knew it had a lot of customization options. I didn't know it was that way where you can have stuff that never actually happened in the history of the world actually take place. So that's interesting.
You can set the terrain could be like Northern Britain, like highlands, that kind of terrain, and then of course the weather would kind of match along with it, and then so it's pretty good little game. Now I understand they have other Total War series. I only have a Rome Total War. That's the one I kind of like.
Well, I don't know if it's out yet, but I believe a sequel for Rome Total War was released.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or an expansion? Maybe it was an expansion pack. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening as well. I'm glad you listened to the show. Do you like the show?
Well, I haven't heard it much, but I guess from what I've heard so far, so good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, and
sure.
and thanks for listening.
Appreciate it.
Oh, that's great. Love to get calls and local, because if you're listening online right now, you have no idea how hard it can be to listen locally to the show. Even if it is, the signal is good, it's sometimes hard just to listen to us. But how hard it is to actually listen to the signal and catch it and that sort of thing. So people listening to their radios and that sort of thing, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And you can join us in the chat room. Mike, you can join us in there as well. Head on over to mouselook.com, which is locally our little site that we've got. And then you can head on over to evilavatar.com as well. There's links there for the chat room. So anyway, that's what I was doing this weekend. I do use the cheat codes because not on all the games, though. Not everything. A lot of stuff I'm not really interested in. Superman Returns I was, because I just wanted to fly around and not really worry about myself. And so I could go fight stuff and not really worry about dying. God of War 2, I don't know how people play that without cheat codes, because that is some tough, tough stuff. But they get through it, and... But I enjoy my games better. At least some of the games I enjoy better that way.
I think with a Superman game, it seems like you almost have to do that, because for me, Superman getting hit by a bullet and being hurt by it is not realistic.
Well, yeah. So. Or his health bar is actually the city of Metropolis.
Oh, wow.
If the city of Metropolis gets damaged enough, you die.
Okay, that's interesting.
Or, well, you don't die.
The game
people,
is over.
The people lose faith in you and that sort of thing in the story. And so, and especially when you fight that giant Metallo who is breaking buildings all over the place, I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. Just let me kill him and let me fly some more. So, that's what I do with that stuff. But no shame in that.
That's the best system for a Superman game I've ever heard, though. To make your health be not actually health, but people's confidence.
You have a stamina bar, which again I don't understand either.
Right. You can fly around the world until the Earth reverses its course and spins backwards.
And time actually goes right. back.
But running, oh no.
But you can only use your heat vision for a limited amount of time. And exactly. So, but anyway, it's a lot of fun. Great great little fun game there. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll get to the news of the week. We got lots of it as well. It's all coming up next on In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV.
What?
You're shaking your head. Go
out with it.
book.
I was
listening. I'll turn it down.
No, I was listening.
Hey, watch them.
I was listening. No, I was trying to figure out what this was, and I looked to Jeremy and gave him a questioning look, and he refused to give me
because
an answer.
Because I just answered Scott's question twice.
I didn't hear you.
Well, that's not my fault.
No, I had the cans on.
It's Final Fantasy.
Yes, the original.
From where?
From the...
Yeah, no.
You know, the crystal theme, the one that's in all of them?
From Squaresoft on the NES?
Yes. Okay. No, from where in the game I'm at.
I love bringing up stuff whenever... I love bringing up stuff that happens when we're off the mic. Because then it goes into this. It's great. No, go ahead. Finish the conversation. He's dying to know.
It's from, like, I don't know. It's
Zilla says it's from Japan.
Thank you.
That's very accurate.
Anyway, welcome back to your game chat, or Brothers Bickering, whichever one you want to call it. Today's topic that they'll bicker over is, where's the music from?
It's an important question.
Well, Final Fantasy. What were you specifically wanting? What segment of
the
game?
Yeah, I mean, like, where? Yeah, at what point in the game do you hear that?
Because early on.
Okay. Is it when they're crossing the? Is it when you're crossing the bridge?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I always skip through that part. That's why I don't recognize that.
That's fine. moving on. Here we go. Let's see.
So we find out John's a bad person.
Yes. I skip the story segments. I do.
In an RPG. Why would you play an RPG if you're going to skip
actually,
the story?
I listened to it. I've read that part once, and I think after that, I don't know. I don't have to defend myself on this. We've got a show to do.
I thought we were doing it.
Yeah, we were. Week before last, it was, he mistakenly identified a song. And I can't remember which song it was.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
But anyway, we don't have to go into that. So, news of the week here, I'll start off with just some small time stuff here. This week on Xbox Live Arcade, they got two games instead of one.
There are two of them.
Normally, Xbox Live Arcade gets one game a week. Sometimes, none. This week, we got two, which inevitably means next week and probably for the next month, we'll get nothing. That's just the way they rationalize things. But no, we got 3D Ultra Mini Golf, and we got Gyrus. Or is it something else?
Yeah, I believe it's Gyrus. Okay, and that makes me very happy.
We got that. Why? Do you have a 360?
No, I just like Gyrus.
Okay.
He's happy that other people can play it.
Yes. Yeah. People that didn't, you know, people that don't have the cart or, GTA San Andreas.
That's what always bugged me about the...
or MAME.
Yeah, right. Or MAME. What always bugged me about or Xbox SCU Live Arcade is that you only get... With the Wii Virtual Console, you get, almost three games a week. 3 to 4 games a week.
Yeah, about 3-4.
And then with the Xbox Live Arcade, you get one, sometimes none. This week it was two. Hopefully we're getting into a pattern here where maybe we'll start getting two a week would be nice. That'd be great. I could deal with that. So anyway, that came out on Xbox Live this week. There you go. Some other news that we got here is Sony's looking to lay off about 160 employees.
I can't imagine why the PS3 is doing so well. I would think they'd be...
Only 160?
Yeah. our industry is in the middle of a transition, which is...
In other words, we need money.
In order to further our market leadership, we sometimes have to make difficult business decisions. The management of the company has concluded that we need to change our structure, streamline, and strengthen our business operations.
Yeah, I hate marketing tomorrow.
And that our cost base needs to be significantly reduced. Not enough people are buying your systems, folks.
Translation, due to our lack of market leadership...
So
blah, blah, blah.
That's happening, and you know what? Whoever does get the boot over there, God bless you. I hope you get something. I hope you get a job. You know, somewhere else. It sucks. You know,
I'm sure Microsoft and Nintendo will be hiring.
You know, yeah. let's see. Some Guitar Hero news came out this week. Guitar Hero is expected. The series of Guitar Hero games expected to get one once a year. They're going to make it a sports title, apparently.
what?
Well, guitar, you know, you get a new sports game every single year, sometimes twice.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And so Guitar Hero now, they will have a new Guitar Hero game every single year. Guitar Hero 08 and 09, stuff like, I guess, something like that. It'll be made by the Neversoft people. Harmonix has no...
That also explains strings of sequels every year.
Well, depending.
Well, for better or worse, that's what the game industry's become now.
Yeah.
They're basically the same as the movie industry. They will occasionally try something experimental, but it's always in the name of turning it into a franchise to milk as much as they can out of it.
Yeah, but you know, with Guitar Hero, and this is coming from a guy, myself, who does not... I don't do the sports games, unless you consider arcade racing a sport. And I don't do it. I do the Burnout stuff. But I don't do the sports games. Guitar Hero, that's... Sports games are the same way. Each year we're going to redo this because teams have been changed. Things have happened in real life that we want to reflect in the game. Although EA is the only people that can actually lay claim to saying that now since they own those rights. Guitar Hero, though, is a game that once you're done with it, yeah, you may want to go back and play some more to kind of improve yourself. But you really, really want more songs. You want to play more songs. And so doing this each year, I'm okay with that. As long as the quality of it doesn't decrease as far as if they keep the formula the same, maybe improve on it here. Just don't kill it. Don't, you know.
Right. I don't know if there's much that they can really add or change in that format.
Just keep giving us songs.
Yeah. I mean, so essentially what they're releasing are expansion packs.
Well, as long as it's not expansion packs that we have to buy off of Xbox Live.
Right.
That was some crap right there.
I would actually prefer to do that than buy a whole new game.
For something like Guitar Hero, if you could just pick a song and download it for 99 cents.
You don't, though.
Or something
like
that.
You have to pick three songs and download it for... let me put her on over here. How much was it? It was 500 points, but what does that equate to?
$6.25, I think.
Yeah, yeah. $6.25 for three songs.
Well,
but you're not picking.
And you don't pick. I mean, they release these three, and maybe there's one in that three that you want.
That and all these are from the first Guitar Hero, which...
There was an interesting thing, and I know we're veering off topic here from just hitting some news here, but there was an interesting thing where people did some calculations. They said if they release all the songs that were on Guitar Hero 1 in this format, three song packs for $500 a pack, or 500 points a pack. Gug! What? For 500 points a pack, it comes out to about $100. You would have to pay about $100 for a game that you only paid about $40 about a year ago. If they were to do it that way, so they need to work on their pricing thing. And they interviewed the guy who created Guitar Hero and said, you know what? We'll look into that. If the fans want us to change, we'll listen to our fans. Obviously, he's lip service, you know, I understand that. But maybe it could come about. Who knows? It depends. I'd like to see the stats of how many people or what it was of people that bought these things. Did a lot of people buy them? Was it enough for them to be happy, or was it like, ooh, we didn't do too well?
Yeah, I mean, the only way they're going to change that is if enough people are not buying them because they're too expensive. So...
And
complaining about it.
I didn't buy it. But, you know, I'll buy another Guitar Hero game for $40-$50 that gives me another 70-80 songs.
Right.
I'll do that. And I won't have a problem with that. Guitar Hero 3 that is due out later this year for the Wii will come with a guitar, not some weird thing that you'll have to do with the remote and the nunchuck attachment. It'll come with an actual guitar. People were kind of curious about that. What are we going? How are we going to have to control that? How's it going to work? And there, your answer is none. Also, Guitar Hero 3, once again, they're looking to make wireless guitars, which is always good. I'm glad for that because the 360 is all about some wireless with its controllers. However, this controller is not. You have to plug it in. Not really a problem, but I'd like it to be wireless. For me, anyway, it's not really a problem. For some people, I'm sure it is.
I was under the impression that this shows how much I've been watching, but I thought it was going to be wireless.
No. Microsoft refuses to open up their wireless spec for the 360.
Yeah. But they will. I have a feeling they will.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually they will.
That or Microsoft will start making the wireless stuff for the guitar and giving it to them to put in the guitar.
Yeah, that could happen too. It'll also have online multiplayer, Guitar Hero 3, when it comes out. Later on this year. So, good news in the Guitar Hero camps. You got any, what do you have over there?
Let's see.
You two guys weren't here when we divided up the news at the time, so you got nothing.
We just get to sit back and make funny comments.
Exactly. What do you have? Or do you want me to go to something else?
I don't know.
Fine.
Yeah. Did we talk last week about the news that Stalker had apparently taken textures from Half-Life 2 and Doom 3?
We talked about it the week before last, actually. We said, because we were kind of curious, how do you recognize water? Because it was water textures. Somebody noticed that water textures or something like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, it turned out that that it was the same textures from Half-Life 2, but they didn't just rip them off. It turns out that the Stalker people acquired the textures from the same place Valve did. A middleware provider of textures sells some texture pack, a place called Marlin Studios, and they both just bought the same texture pack and used it in their game. So no foul play.
There was nothing.
Everything is completely legitimate.
Stalker's okay there. Some of your game stores, actually none around here, but if you live in Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, or Seattle, check your local GameStops at EB Games because they'll be doing some midnight launches for Lord of the Rings Online come Monday night. So 11 p.m. to midnight, they'll be doing some stuff there. And I know, obviously, you know, local here, but, you know, being broadcast on the internet, anybody anywhere can listen. So that's, if you're interested in that game, I'm not really too interested in that, but if you are, they're doing some midnight stuff with that, so that's good news. What do you have?
Well, you know, the 360 Elite, the...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on.
Yeah,
some 100, info.
120 gigabyte hard drive, HDMI output, and it's black. Target and Walmart.
That's their biggest, almost their biggest selling point right there is it's black.
I mean, anything Elite has to be black.
Well, Target and Walmart have both, at least some of the stores have broken street date, and I know our Target here in town has. Because I talked to somebody that saw one out on the shelf.
Well, I'm glad you found that out, because I posted in MouseLook. I was like, hey, if somebody can run over to Target and let me know if they broke it,
so it's possible to get one of those early now. And GameStop is also offering, they were offering $200 for trade-in of a, what was it?
Of the premium, right?
Of the premium. Now they're offering $250 for the premium
nice.
As trade-in and $200 for the core. So, you know, kind of encouraging for anybody that wants to trade in their older 360 and get one of the newer... more upgraded models.
So the Target here did break. I heard Walmart, not here, but I heard some Walmarts had broken the street date on
some
their
Walmarts
as well.
Almost always break the street date on something, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. And that's, God bless them. And Target as well, because that's where I picked up my DS Lite about a week or so before it was supposed to be out. I picked it up from there. Xbox 360 games are going to start to feature a new interactive barcode on the disc.
What's that all about? I saw that headline, but didn't.
It's called a high-capacity color barcode.
Okay.
It's an HCCB. That's what I know.
Well, that's not much.
The UPC barcodes will always be there. Ours is a more of a niche barcode where you can put a lot of information inside a small space. In fact, you can put... Where did I read this? I guess I didn't read anywhere on this. You can put a ton of information in there.
What's the functionality? I mean,
does this have anything to do with the way I play my game, or is this just for retailers?
Let me see here. The barcode is comprised of up to 8 colored triangles, which hold up to twice the amount of data as a UPC code. This might include information such as email addresses or the URL of a website offering downloadable content.
There's actually systems like this. I know at least in Japan there are things that you can see. You'll go to a store and you can take a picture of this. It's a 2D barcode.
Yeah, consumers will be able to use their phones or webcams to scan the barcodes and access the data.
Right, and it uses like an optical recognition sort of thing to decode it.
Or here's an idea. If they have a website address that they want me to visit and associate with the game, put it in the manual. Or on the outside of the box. That works just as well and a whole lot easier.
You take the picture with your phone, and your phone goes right there.
Yeah,
like magic.
I'm not going to do that.
Are you kind of curious as to what it looks like? There's what it looks like.
Oh, well, yeah, fantastic. So. Now I'm convinced. I'll go out and buy a cell phone with a camera on it right now so I can do that. Better yet, I'll lug my laptop into all the game stores
Click.
And hold the webcam up to it.
You got anything over there?
I'm
sure you do.
Yeah, of course. So, I thought this was interesting. Dell announced that because of their customers' demands for XP, they've started putting XP on machines again. Because people are not ready to go to
like,
Vista.
I don't want Vista.
Yeah. Well, not long after that, Microsoft announced that they're going to stop selling OEM copies of XP at the end of the year.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any surprises there. You know, it's par for the course, I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, I mean, it 98, it took them, what, 6 or 7 years to stop supporting it, right?
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to be with XP?
2 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it's been a lot longer since XP came out, and Microsoft has a policy of how many years after a release that they will support a product, and part of it has to do, it's either X number of years after the product launches, or if their new operating system comes out very, very late, like Vista has, so many years after that launches.
Okay.
So basically, 2 years from the Vista launch, most of your XP support is gone, including like security updates.
Right.
I think it's only critical system updates that will still trickle out after that. But, man, if you're running Windows without security updates, you have a bit of a problem.
I'm running them without a security update.
Well, then you have a bit of a problem.
I had a problem when I downloaded the security update, and I had to. It took me forever to get that fixed. And I said, anytime that little thing pops up, you need to download that. I'm like, nope, I will not, because the last time I downloaded your stuff, I had problems happen. So I'm not doing it again.
You can always just keep your system off the internet, and then you're completely safe.
Well, you know what? With the system in the back now, I do, because I got a laptop. I don't really do a lot on the internet anymore back there, other than maybe upload photos to PhotoBucket or whatever, but I don't really use that machine anymore for much of anything else. So we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with more news and notes. Right here on NameTap on 1170 WACB. I'm not even going to bring it up, because we don't have that kind of time to go into that. They were making faces. No, they weren't. They were acting out the parts, is what they were doing. This is Kirby, by the way. So
I got it, thanks.
And if you know what Kirby does, then that's what they were doing, sucking and blowing. moving on.
Don't think it's quite that kind of radio show here.
No, it's not, but that's what the game does. Let's see. THQ, the boss came out this past week and talked about the multi-platform trends, and he said that he didn't mean to oversimplify this, but in the past, a lot of publishers, including us, would say, okay, let's make a game and get it across every system. No kidding. That's not our strategy going forward. They're going to be different gamers for the different systems. So our strategy is different types of content segmented on who the users of the systems are. That kind of means they still want to put it on every system. They just want to... It's exactly what we were talking about. We were talking about exclusivity. There is no such thing anymore as really being exclusive. There are in some cases, but for the most part, there's not. Developers, that sort of thing, they want to make as much money as they can. Publishers as well, and they're going to release it across all platforms. The difference will be what each of those platforms gets as an exclusive type of thing for that game. So, which is exactly, you know, what we were talking about a couple of weeks back as well. What do you have over there, Straxus? Anything?
Well, they released the sales numbers of the consoles for March, and there's something I just found really interesting, and that's the sales numbers for the Wii.
You were talking to me about this, yeah.
All right. Well, back in January, I got the January, February, and March numbers up here.
Okay.
In January, the Wii sold 436,000 units. In February, 335,000 units. And this past March, only 259,000 units. So they're selling, you know, like 40% of what they were selling in January. But you still can't find any on the shelves.
No, they're gone.
So demand has dropped off. And we're supposed to believe the supply has remained constant, that they're cranking them out as fast as they can. That's Nintendo's story. We're making them as fast as we can, and people are just buying them as fast as we can crank them out. Well, either they were cranking them out twice as fast in January as they were now, or you know, I don't know. There's no other explanation.
They're lying to us.
Yes. Now, you know, when called out on that, now their explanation is, well, the other territories are also selling out, and so there's a fight between the different territories to get the Wii into others' territories, which is why the numbers may not be consistent from month to month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, until I see those numbers in front of me, I just don't buy that half of North America's supply went to Japan and Europe, you know, between the two of them.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense
to
me at all. I think they're... I think the more likely explanation is that they're pulling a fast one in order to keep buzz and interest up around the system. But I think it's a manufactured shortage.
That's true. You know, and maybe it is, but you'd think that they'd want... I don't know. You look at those numbers again, and what was the number one selling thing of March?
The number one selling thing of March...
It was the DS.
The DS, yes.
Yeah. And in fact, DS, you've got another story over there for it. The DS became the fastest-selling game console ever.
Yes.
This month, I guess, is when those numbers took it over. Nintendo's doing fine.
Yeah.
They don't have to create...
But it's a strategy that's working.
I guess it is.
I mean, how long, you know, after the Christmas season did it take for me to find a DS Lite in stores? That doesn't make sense either. That suddenly DS Lites are in short supply.
Mm.
It made sense when it was Christmas time and everybody was buying them to give to their kids.
Yeah.
But after Christmas, it was still months before I could find one on a shelf. Something's going on there.
Well,
I think it's a brilliant marketing strategy, but
I'm sure it's on their part.
Gamers aren't going to be too happy about that kind of thing.
I was going to say though, there's a point where it's how many months has it been now? Five? No. Four? No.
It came out in November.
November. I was thinking Christmas season for some reason. But, you know, it's been this long, and there are people still wanting the system. And I know for me, maybe I would have found one by now. I have no idea. But it's just, I get tired of waiting for after a while. And my demand for it says, well, somebody will tell me, oh, they're coming, you know, somebody's getting a shipment of them. I'll just say, well, I'll wait until I can just walk into a store and get one. I'm tired of chasing this. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of chasing these leads. I'm tired of you know, basically chasing ghosts because I get there and it's not there. Or they say, well, we're not getting them or whatever the case may be. You hear rumors and that sort of thing. And you just get tired of it. So I think they need to be careful with that strategy.
Yeah, but then you walk into a store and you see one and...
Yeah, and you'll pick it up, exactly. Yeah. But you need to start getting them out there instead of doing this, I think.
Well, maybe. Because if they can keep just enough on shelves to satisfy demand, just barely, then that means if somebody like you who wants one but isn't going to actively seek it out all the time walks into a store and they happen to just get a few in and you see it there, you're probably going to pick it up because you'll be like, I probably won't be able to find this for a while again.
And wow, sell it on eBay.
I destroyed that sentence, I think.
We're not worried about it, don't worry. I've killed many sentences just since we've been on the air, back from break even. But anyway, and then I've got my own problems with the Wii, the fact that I just don't play it enough. I may ought to just sell mine and pick it up later.
How much?
And pick it up later. Speaking of the Wii, no, never mind. A new game for the Wii, but I'm a, you know, new games for the Wii, fine. You can, that's like talking myths and legends, because nobody sees them. Other than Paper Mario, you got that, and then you got to wait forever how long now for...
It's typical, you know, Nintendo.
It is. They'll do better. Let's see. The 4th Institute of Computer Science this week designed Game Over. It is to be the world's first universally inaccessible game. Not kidding. Each level of the simple reverse Space Invaders clone is intentionally saddled with major game design flaw, touchy controls, horrible resolution, and instructions in Swahili. It makes it nearly unplayable. In doing so, the levels explicitly outline the importance of the Institute's universally accessible games guidelines. So it's a very strange concept. The strangest thing about Game Over is that it's actually kind of fun, though, from what reports are coming in saying. There's something perversely addictive about wanting to keep playing a game just to get a positive score.
Are the Swahili instructions, are those text or are they read aloud?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, you know, just seeing characters, that's one thing. But if someone, you know, yells at you in a language that you don't understand, that can be kind of fun.
Yeah, it actually can. But anyway, so we got another minute. You got any other news over there you want to hit real quick?
Nothing particularly interesting here. Oh, well, I guess, you know, there was the report that Valve's Steam service was hacked and credit card information was stolen, but it turned out that it wasn't Steam customers' information. It was part of a cyber cafe program that they were part of. It has absolutely nothing to do with Steam, really.
So your credit cards are safe.
Yeah, if you bought stuff off Steam, as I have, then you have no reason to worry. Your information is secure.
Yeah, I bought plenty of stuff off Steam as well. So I was kind of nervous about that. I haven't bought stuff off Steam in a while. In fact, I think the card expired that I used, so I don't think I have any worries there. But anyway, when we come back, we'll, you know, if we've, do you have any more over there, or are you pretty much wrapped up on your news?
I'm pretty much wrapped up.
I may hit a few things over here, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit, or maybe a lot, about violence in video games. I hope it's a little bit. Yeah. There's a few stories I'd love to go over here.
Yeah, it deserves to be covered. I just hope we don't spend a whole lot of time on it.
All of us bobbing our heads in here.
It's great music.
Isn't it, though? Oh, anyway, welcome back. Sorry, my cell phone rang.
To in-game chat was what you were
Yeah, but the call is coming from inside the station. Which is what I thought. I'm like, the call is coming from inside the house. Yeah, welcome back to In-Game Chat, episode 12 here. We are in our second hour, and just to cover a few more news things here. To Human, which I don't know when it's due out here, but it's for the I believe it's coming out for the 360 as well. We'll have four-player co-op.
Cool. Four-player co-op, any kind of co-op.
Yeah.
Of the four or more varieties.
I prefer the four
good.
Or more. I've been okay with just the two, such as in Crackdown. However, when we get more people,
four is a really good number.
I like four. Yeah.
Two more than that is kind of too many. Less than that. Can be a little unsatisfying. Three and four is probably right where it's at.
No, I agree. So that was good to hear about. Also, let's see, Katamari Damacy coming out for the 360 and the PS3 later on this year. Great. Really enjoyed that game on the PS2. Really enjoyed watching somebody else play it on the PS2, I should say. But it looks a lot of fun. Let's see, what else do we have? That was pretty much it rounding out our news. So, moving on into, well, stuff happened this week that kind of brought violence in video games not really into the spotlight, really. I know that the usual crusader for such things tried to get it to go into the spotlight. Didn't do that too good of a job, though.
You may as well go ahead and say his name.
It was Jack Thompson, yeah. Jack Thompson, who is a lawyer. Where is he? Is it Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
All right now.
In Florida, he is an advocate that video games should be banned from the world.
He's of the breed that tried to get comic books banned when everybody thought that they were influencing kids to do evil things, and of the kind that thought that it was that devil rock and roll music that was making our kids
Dungeons and Dragons.
You know, yeah, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, whatever. You know the. The new thing is that the kids do that the parents didn't do is evil, and that's the kind of person Jack Thompson is.
Now, my plan on this was to, when I wrote up what we were going to be talking about tonight, I mentioned something. Let me go to it. But I wrote it up last night with the intent and the idea. I said that we were going to talk about the topic of violence in video games, sort of. My whole plan on that was to come on here and say, video games don't cause violence. End of story. We're done with our discussion. If you think differently, don't call the show. I will hang up on you. I was going to be very close-minded. I was really going to be an ass about it, and which is fine. I'm okay with that because, well, Jack Thompson is too, just on the other side of the spectrum. A guy that's not willing to listen to, and I'm kind of attacking him here, obviously, but a guy that's not willing to listen to anybody else's opinion that doesn't match his own, and will never change his ideas or the way he thinks. That's fine. Go ahead and be that way. But I'm going to return the favor in my stance on it. And that's how I was going to leave it, except there were just some interesting stuff that came out just today that came out with Jack. Number one, a couple weeks back, we reported that Take-Two did a countersuit against Jack saying, hey, stop harassing us with lawsuits.
This guy keeps suing us every time we release a game to try and get the game to not come out. And every time he does, he loses. We're spending too much money defending ourselves on frivolous lawsuits. They basically got a restraining order against him. He can't sue them anymore.
He's not allowed to sue them anymore.
Yeah, here we go. He cannot sue or threaten to sue or block sale of distribution of any game published by Take-Two or its subsidiaries. He cannot communicate to Take-Two or anyone doing business with Take-Two any accusation that the company committed any wrongdoing by selling its games. He's not restricted from criticizing the content.
Looks like he's also able to retain the right to represent any individual who wishes to sue Take-Two, though.
Yeah, good luck. And he also has to make any future contact with Take-Two through their attorneys.
Yeah.
So they have shut him down pretty good.
Which is fine. I mean, it was going on way too long for those two, I guess you could say. I mean, I feel bad for Take-Two constantly getting these lawsuits from this guy. And then I'm glad they finally turned around and said, look, here's...
Well, he's an absolute sleazeball. And MSNBC actually called him out on this. I thought it was a really good
article. They did. Again, this came out today.
Yeah.
Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah. They basically called him a massacre chaser.
Yeah.
Which is worse than an ambulance chaser. A person that waits for these things to happen so they can jump on their soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
And he started throwing around accusations saying that the Virginia Tech shooter was trained on video games. He calls them murder simulators. He's a little wacky. Then it comes out, that nobody could find any video games.
No,
his roommates had never seen him play video games. And he's like, well, obviously he played video games because if he didn't play video games, he never would have been able to kill this many people. And one of the
because we didn't have murder, before the 80s
or right.
Something like that.
So, of course, MSNBC, in an absolutely stellar bit of reporting, points out that, well, actually most of the people were shot point blank, which doesn't really take a whole lot of training on how to use a gun.
Yeah.
And it's being really slow loading here. But the biggest, the most fatal school shooting was in 1966. And since it's not going to pull up, I can't tell you where it was.
It was in Texas.
It was in Texas. And that was a little bit before Pong came out.
Yeah.
And the thing that,
which is why comic books are to blame back then.
It was comic books then, or that devil rock and roll music. But,
you, Elvis?
One of the things, people don't often realize, and this is, MSNBC quoting, Karen Sternheimer, a sociologist at University of Southern California, is that, in the years since video game sales have really exploded, not only have youth violence rates decreased, but violence rates in the U.S. have declined precipitously.
Yeah.
So,
which leaves him without a leg to stand on, really. I mean, if you can throw that
back in his
face.
There's your entire, the premise of your argument, just flushed down the toilet there.
Now, interestingly enough, on this topic, Louisiana got in some, not really in some trouble. They had to kind of pay a fine.
Yeah, Louisiana is one of the states that keeps trying to pass laws regulating the content in video games.
Mm-hmm.
This last one was an attempt to say, if a retailer sells a violent game, and they did not define violent, to a minor, then they'll have to pay like $1,000 fee, maybe face jail time or whatever. And for like the fifth or sixth time, the law got slapped down by the courts, and this time the courts made them pay the attorney's fees for the people that challenged it. And they said, basically, stop wasting your taxpayers' money trying to pass these kinds of law. They're unconstitutional. Stop wasting our time and your money.
Yeah.
So
They were ordered to pay $91,000.
Wow.
To the ESA.
Well, I mean, and ultimately, it's even now with the ESRB, it's not law. It's a self-regulatory sort of agency. I mean, it's like, you know, movie theaters can't really be arrested or fined or anything for letting minors in. It's just something that they decide to do.
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, you know, and I was going to... The argument is you put, you know, video games make people do these things. No, they don't. I would say that maybe... actually, you can say anything in the hands of an unstable person makes them do things. You could put you can put the Bible in somebody's hand, and it's going to make them, you know. The Bible's been a long catalyst for death and that sort of thing for a long time now. But yeah, I'm just saying something as simple as a coloring book can make someone snap. If they're just crazy enough, they'll do it because they can't keep it in the lines, I guess. I don't know, but. But that argument can go with anyone.
Right. I mean, it's even been, you know, other pieces of literature. You know, there was the stigma on Catcher in the Rye for a while.
Yeah, I was
going to
bring that up, too.
Well, I've got a...
You know, read Crime and Punishment.
I've got an encyclopedia article here.
I read a little bit of this.
That somebody found, and this wasn't... He didn't find it in relation to this topic, but I discovered it.
How long ago was this...
This was published... Well, the first publication was in 1954, and the last printing date on it is 1966. So from that era, it says the entry reads: "It has been shown that comic books can do a lot of harm. Some of them deal with crime and other wicked acts in such a way as to make children think they should act in the same way. Also, some comic books do not have pictures that are well drawn or words that are well written, and so they do not help children to learn good taste in art and literature. For this reason, many persons are against all comic strips and comic books. But they remain popular," and it goes on. And then, like, a little further down...
Yeah, that's when... you're okay up to this point, because you're thinking, okay, fine, whatever he's talking about. And then he gets into this paragraph.
Is this the one you liked?
I did.
The biggest sale began when Superman first appeared in 1938. This appealed to the dream world of every child. Other publishers rushed to bring out comic books that would have the same appeal. There is nothing real about the stories in such comic books, and for that reason, grown-ups are often against them, but children love them.
I loved that part.
Now, that sounds completely ridiculous today. And
I would postulate that there are many encyclopedia articles which are not written with good words.
That was completely ridiculous.
Yeah. In 50 years, this is exactly what Jack Thompson is going to sound like.
We have to wait that long.
And you know, our grandkids are going to think, wow, people really listen to people like that back then? Yeah.
Yeah, because you're reading that and you're thinking the same thing. Really listen to this guy? I know there was.
I hope any gamers out there listening to this will be careful when they get older and not react the same way to whatever it is our kids or grandkids are doing. And be like, oh, that's terrible. It's making them do all these terrible things. It wasn't this way when I was a kid. And it's because they're doing that newfangled thing that I don't understand.
You know what makes it? It really makes me wonder. In 30 years,
what's it going to be?
Yeah,
it's going to be something.
And am I going to really like? I'm you know, and
be that guy.
We're getting off topic on this one, but and it's great for a topic for another show. When I 30 years from now, when I'm 60 or whatever, and maybe there's the new type of iPod, whatever thing. Am I going to want that as much as I want? As much as I would want it now, like the new console, am I going to want it when I'm 60 as much as I want it right now? You know? Or am I going to want the new console from Nintendo when I'm 60 years old just as much as I wanted the Wii or just as much as I want the 360?
It depends on how they, what kind of games they keep making.
Well, that's true. We got senior citizens playing Wii right now, so. Right. But yeah, that's sort of thing. I'm a tech guy. I'm such a big gadget tech guy. I wonder how long that's going to stay with me. I'm hoping it's forever. But I really wonder, in 30 years' time, am I just going to be, is that going to change on me, or how am I going to react?
Are you
going to
plug the PlayStation 9 into the back of your head, or are you going to be too scared?
I remember the commercial for that. Wasn't it the 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was like a little ball. It was a crystal ball. That's
yeah,
all cool.
I always figured it was Microsoft that would develop the Matrix, but, you know.
Yeah, who knows, so.
It's green, after all.
Good point. But so anyway, but yeah, so on the violence thing, somebody else that came out on that whole thing was, not that I put about as much credibility into this guy as I do Thompson, but it was Dr. Phil.
Oh yeah, Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Well, he's another one of those guys. He's got his own social agenda to push, and I mean, he didn't just blame video games; he also blamed movies. And what I thought hysterical,
yeah.
He basically destroyed his own argument when he said, if you expose a sociopath or psychopath to these kind of things, that's a recipe for trouble. Well, you expose a psychopath or sociopath to anything, they can use it as a reason to kill.
Here's a cockroach. Oh, my God. You know,
that's why they're
matter?
Psychopaths and sociopaths.
Yeah.
That's why we call them that. They have problems. And so I'm not of the opinion of Dr. Phil that we need to...
I'm not of any opinion of Dr. Phil.
That we need to tailor our society in such a way as to, you know, insulate ourselves completely from any material that would induce a sociopath or psychopath to want to harm us. Because if that's the case, you may as well put yourself in... what do they call those things? We all need to get in the send-up tanks.
Right.
You know, so we never expose ourselves to anything because that's what it would take.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would take.
What about Sesame Street?
Oh yeah,
or anything. I mean, you know, I was just thinking, like, I've watched some children's programming recently
that would make you want to go nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was the one crazy person that was going around the interstate, slicing people's tires opening in California because God told him that the air needed to be freed. You know, I doubt he picked that up from a movie or a video game or even a book.
He just picked it up because he was crazy.
Well, God told him to.
He was crazy. Because the air needed to be free. I love the excuse. I like that.
See, until we can get God to stop talking to crazy people, we're not safe.
There's hardly anything you can stop a crazy
person from
doing. We need
to pass a law about that.
Stop talking to these crazy people.
I guess we should also mention that, of all people, like, Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh are of the same opinion on this. They
wow.
both said...
Yeah.
Probably the first time they've ever agreed on anything, but they basically said, no, this video games is responsible for this is baloney. It's... No.
And
don't even talk about that. It's ridiculous.
More of the fact of violence in video games topic is the fact that, finally... I don't know why it's taken them so long, but finally, actually mainstream media is starting to pick up on this lunacy and throw it back. Saying,
yeah.
No, we're not taking that. And they throw it back in the water. That fish is too small. We never had that before.
No,
it was Jack Thompson all
the
time.
It's the reason Take-Two got sued so many times, because
right.
we never had that kind of backlash to someone else who was kind of in the mainstream media, being Jack, to have that go. That used to...
Well, if they can stop taking him seriously...
I was going to say, what I would love to see happen is instead of seeing Jack on these television shows and on these news broadcasts whenever these major tragedies happen, maybe because of other mainstream media, MSNBC being one of them, we don't go to Jack Thompson anymore.
Of course, I have
don't
to say,
don't have him on our show.
It actually is a good thing that Jack Thompson is the guy spearheading this movement. And Tycho on Penny Arcade pointed this out, and he's absolutely right, that if it's not Jack Thompson, it's going to be somebody. So it might as well be somebody that's completely inept at the task at hand. And Jack has certainly proven himself at being inept at winning any of these lawsuits or arguments.
Yeah, agreed. So, I don't know. You want that to wrap up on our video game and violence?
Yeah, I think that covers it pretty well.
That's great. So what do we go to now?
What, you don't plan this stuff ahead?
Yeah, I don't really. I tell you what, we will go to a break, though, and we'll be right back with more on In-Game Chat here on 1170 WACV.
That's appropriate.
I'm just amazed that we always get this big a kick out of 8-bit music every week.
I know. What is this from?
It's the ending to 8-bit Zelda.
I never beat Zelda.
It's very similar to what you hear when you die, but a little happier.
Yeah, then it picks up and it gets happy. Like, yeah, the game's over, but now you won. Da, 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 da,
da, da. For whatever reason, it's reminding me of the ending of Super Mario World music. I don't know why. I'd have to go back and play that. Anyway, welcome back to In-Game Chat, and this is, I don't know, it's 8 o'clock, 8:30 actually now, Central Time. And welcome back, episode 12. Don't forget to join us in the chat room if you'd like to. Head on over to mouselook.com or evilavatar.com, and you can click on the link there that'll take you right into the chat room. And you can join us all in there. You know what? I didn't do this earlier. I didn't give a rundown of who all's in the chat room. Whoa, don't do that. Let's go over who is in the chat room. What are you kids doing? What?
We're laughing behind your back.
I noticed.
In front of your face.
In front of my face, actually. In the chat room tonight, we have the Flying Orc. We have Kevin, Hoggy, which we're going to be talking about Kevin during this segment. We're going to be talking about Kevin, so hopefully he's going to stay and listen. Strax, of course, and myself are in there. Fishbang, we're going to be talking about him. Illuminator is in there. And Sandman, Mashadar, RJ, Dave, and Sazami, I hope is how I pronounce that right. Game Addict Hotline just joined the room as well. So welcome everyone who is in the chat room. So thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening as well. So we're going to talk about Kevin. The reason we're going to talk about Kevin is because he's not here to defend himself, number one. Kevin, I know you're listening right now. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you, man. Give us a call. You'll know when, but give us a call. Turns out that Straxus over here is going to be getting an Xbox 360. Jeremy is getting an Xbox 360, and I have got to find the appropriate sound effect for that. Where is it at? Where is it at? Oh, crap, I can't.
Supposed to find them before you want to use them.
I know you are, but I... poop. I can't find it. Oh, anyway, wow. So... Here we go. I'm just giving you a clap. There you go. So anyway, glad you're getting an Xbox 360. In fact, who are you getting an Xbox 360 from?
James. He is getting an Elite, so he won't need his anymore.
Yeah. He is getting an Elite. I almost want James to call in and talk to us about that. He's going to pick up an Elite. I think he wrote in the chat room that he went over to Target and they didn't have the Elites anymore.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
That's a shame. Well, that's okay. I can wait till, what is it, another week?
Yeah, it's coming out next week, so you have no problem. I think it's next Monday, or Sunday, actually, I think is what it is. So you got no problem then. He's getting an Elite. He's going to sell you his Xbox 360, his premium system.
Yes.
Are you getting any games with it, or are you just getting the...
I think I'm just getting the system, although okay. I'll probably go out and buy Crackdown.
Don't let him sell you any games he's borrowed from me, because I still need to get them.
Well, see, now the interesting thing is, ever since Crackdown came out, we managed to mention it on the show every week. And now that I'm just getting a 360, and it'll be the first game I get, it'll probably continue to get mentioned for a while.
You know,
what did you play this weekend? What are you planning to play this weekend? Oh, Crackdown.
Crackdown.
Yeah. Interestingly
enough,
we can go.
If you get that soon enough, the Halo 3 beta comes out on May 16th. The multiplayer beta.
Ah.
Comes out on May 16th, and if you get a copy of Crackdown that has it on there, which I think is every single copy, then you'll be able to play it. So good stuff there.
Well, I'll have access to play it.
I said you'll be able to. I'm not saying you will.
I'm not saying, well, being able to play it, considering it's a console first-person shooter,
yeah,
that may be going a little far.
Give it a try. I'm serious, because, I mean, you know, if everything's set up the way that it's going to be set up in the final one, where we can, you know, have our own room and invite our own people in, then, you know, me and James will be in there and invite you in, and I guess we'll invite, you know, some
other. You guys can all shoot it out while I, run around in circles with my gun up in the air, or point it at my feet.
What I would really like is a way to hook up an N64 controller and make it feel like GoldenEye.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. You and I know better than that.
So anyway, but you're finally getting a 360. What brought that about for you?
There's just so much co-op stuff out there to play. And if it were all strictly first-person shooter stuff, I might not be so inclined, because that's going to take me a while to get used to doing on a dual analog. But you got Tenchu coming out. You got Crackdown.
Speaking of, the trailer for the new Tenchu game was put on Marketplace today. So
I haven't seen that trailer, but James was showing me a bunch of trailers that he found, and one in particular was just very, very nice looking.
Which one? The Tenchu?
Yeah. It's a Japanese trailer.
I think it came out during maybe it was E3 of last year. It was one of the first things that was released during either E3 or the GDC of 06. Or not GDC, but the Tokyo Game Show of 06 or the E3 06. What Microsoft does is during those weeks, whenever they have these big events and that sort of thing, yeah, the marketplace gets flooded with content. Everything, if Microsoft does their big display, their big show at E3, and they show a trailer for a game or something, the next day, boom, it was on the marketplace for you to download completely free. You could download the press conferences and all sorts of stuff that you could do. And I really love that they did that because I never had that kind of access before other than through the internet. But these were all in high def and really nice and that sort of thing. So good stuff there. But seriously, there had to be, what was it that actually pushed you over that edge? I know you walked up to the edge because it was like, hey, great.
The biggest thing is that James is selling a used one that I can afford.
Okay.
I still can't buy a $400 system, period. Yeah. And buying a used one, I don't know who's owned it. I don't know what it's been through.
But because it's coming from
James. But it's coming from James. I know he takes care of his stuff.
Oh, no,
so
yeah,
I'm more than happy to get that. So that it was the opportunity I needed.
It takes care of his stuff. The controller's not so much.
No.
Because you've seen him go ballistic on those.
But, you know,
With every reason to. I'm sure he'll defend himself in the chat room. But if
he'd gone ballistic on it, it wouldn't work. So if it's working...
yeah. No, it works, and I'm so glad that you're drinking the Kool-Aid with us and joining in with us on this, because we've talked about it in our forums. Oh, we had fun doing this sort of thing, and we really wanted to get Kevin in on it. We were really actually pushing for him. I had no idea. Out of the blue, you told me you were getting one today, and I thought, my God, it's great. So now Kevin's behind. Kevin needs to get one. And I'd like Kevin to call us in and tell us when he's going to be doing that, because it's got to be soon, and why he hasn't done so already. But yeah, so you're getting one, and you're really excited about that. The first game you're going to buy is Crackdown?
I think so. Yeah.
Why?
It sounds like a lot of fun,
and it's got the co-op with it.
Yep.
At least for two players.
Yeah, it's not as co-op as I would like it to be, but I think it's a good thing to start off with.
The thing with all of us is that, you know, James Fishbang in the chat room, and Kevin is Hawk Cervelli, by the way, you know, he's got a work schedule, I've got a work schedule, we've all got our different schedules that kind of send it. He's not here tonight because he's got to work. So the more people that are plugged into this that I know, the more people who I, you know, physically see on a regular basis who are hooked into this thing that I can play games with, the better, because there's more opportunity for at least two of us to be online at the same time and to have somebody to play with. So I'm glad that's you. And you're typing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Kevin to call in.
Is he not gonna?
He insists that he can't.
I'm gonna call here in a second.
All right,
well, you know, 6 second late. God. I almost want to turn it off and be like, call now, and then turn it back on. But yeah, I'd like to get his opinion and see what's going on with him, why he's taking so long to... Well,
what other, besides Tenchu, which isn't out yet, and I don't know when that's coming out, and Crackdown, what other non-first-person shooter co-op is out there that you guys are partaking in?
Well, that we're partaking in, not much.
Okay. Mostly FPS, huh?
Well, Crackdown, I mean, Gears of War, that's not a first-person shooter.
Gears of War isn't an FPS? I didn't realize that.
It's third-person.
Oh, okay.
Rainbow Six Vegas, third-person. Well, yeah.
Rainbow Six is first-person enough.
It is, but the cover system, you don't really have to worry about it too much. But yeah, you're right.
Explain.
Well, because you spend a lot of your time in cover, and when you're in cover, you're in third-person. You'll just have to see it.
Okay.
So yeah, there's that. There's Gears of War. I have a game that I still have not even put in the system yet, which has 4-player co-op on it, but I haven't put it in there because nobody else that I know has it. Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is a gauntlet-style 4-player co-op game with like tons of Marvel superheroes in it, and they just released a character pack, or they're going to be releasing a character pack that comes with a lot of other
Yeah, it's
guys
like
in it as well.
Three different packs, I think. One pack of heroes.
Well, there's one pack of heroes. The other pack's villains, and then there's a pack that has both of those in there.
Okay,
all for the same. So there's that I've been playing up. We got a phone call now. Normally,
that's probably him.
That's got to be him. So here we'll go to the phones now. Hey, who's this?
It's Kevin.
Hey, man.
Hey, Hogstervelli.
Hey,
hey, man. How
you doing tonight?
We're doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Couldn't be better.
What are you doing other than recording the show?
Yeah. That's a normal thing, though. I got real used to it, so it's like
what?
It's like second nature. I got real used to recording it. So
okay. What are you? So what are you, other than listening to the show, then, what else are you doing? Were you playing any games? Were you doing anything?
No, actually, I was trying to figure out how to fix my video card before I would have to replace it, you know, just exhausting all the possibilities. But that's another whole long story.
Well, the story that I wanted to talk to you about tonight was that Jeremy here is getting an Xbox 360.
Yeah, heard.
How did, in a Dr. Phil sort of way, how does that make you feel?
Oh, man, I feel left out. I feel distraught. You know, I feel like I'm the old man who's still on the porch in my rocking chair.
Jeremy,
get off of my lawn!
Our plan is working.
I would say, yeah, I'm seriously thinking about it, and my PC problems really,
I bet that's helping that one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of incentive. A lot of incentive, especially that you guys play a lot. You know, I mean, I told you I would, just as long as I knew you guys were playing, because I've been sucked into this before.
That's true.
You know, I got a PS, and everybody was running around playing Gran Turismo, and MGS was, you know, looking all good and stuff. And after that, man, I kind of moseyed on back to where I came from and never really had a reason until all three of you guys got 360s, so...
Yeah, no, I understand that, because we used to, you know, we've been sucked into this before with just like $40, $50 games, not $400, $350 game systems.
The reason we always ended up not playing those games as much as we intended to was because of some failure of the online service.
Yeah.
All of the pain of trying to play SWAT 4 together, you know, we'd log on and, I can see Scott. Oh, well, James and Kevin can see each other, but we can't, like, get in on the same server. Why?
That was that first Splinter Cell. It was more of a chore than an enjoyment.
Yeah,
you're right.
The Splinter Cell.
Oh, that was the Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow.
That was a headache.
That was awful.
That was horrible. We did get into the SWAT 4. We did get into some Ghost Recon, which we can do again with Ghost Recon. It's not completely co-op, but it's got plenty of missions in there that are four-player co-op. So,
and, you know, there was a time back in, like, 99 when I was willing to go through all of that pain to do four-player co-op. I mean, we certainly did it for Hidden and Dangerous. I just don't have that kind of time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I want to play a game, I want to sit down and I want to play a game. I don't want to spend an hour setting it up and making it work, and then in between levels having it break and trying to get it to work again. I just can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I know when I pop in a 360 disc, I'm going to get online and play with you guys.
Yeah, and that's going to be great. So we discovered how that made you feel. Why, obviously, I know you're a hardcore PC lover, man. I know you really are. Is it the player base? Is it because of us that you haven't gotten a 360 yet?
No. You know what? I had some serious thoughts about, you know, getting one when I had my HDTV situation taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it. As soon as I get that taken care of, I'm probably really going to be looking at one of the consoles.
What kind of monitor do you have that you use for your PC?
Oh, it's just, you know, 15-inch, kind of old CRT, nothing real special.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know what? I paid a stupid amount of money for the computer monitor that I have now, which kind of defeated the purpose after I got a laptop, because I hardly use it now. But a ridiculously amount of money. Then I go into Best Buy on their after Thanksgiving Day sale, after I waited out in the cold, which you can do this too, and that same thing was there for $400 less than what I paid for it.
Wow.
And it was a 22-inch widescreen monitor. And it was like $400 less than what I had originally paid for it during that time. So definitely look around that time. But still need to.
I'm not getting an HDTV.
You don't have an HDTV. That's right. You don't have one.
I don't plan on buying one either.
You know what? You'll still be fine.
Not just for my 360 now.
Yeah, you'll still be fine, though, as long as you don't play Dead Rising.
Yeah. Hey, if there's a game that doesn't want display on my standard definition television, then it can continue to sit on the shelf.
Yeah.
Because I have no reason to go to an HD.
No, and that's fine. So you don't necessarily have to wait there, Kevin.
Well, see, I used to have an HD TV, and it puked. And that's part of the reason why I'm supposed to be coming down there this summer is, you know, my dad's telling me if I come down there, he's going to replace it.
Ah.
So, I mean, it's nothing really special. It's, you know, 30-inch, whatever.
He's doing the old bribery trick.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to strap it onto the trunk or something, but I'm going to get it back. Anyway. Then I had HD for, like, 4 months, and now I don't. And, I mean, I can understand how you feel, Straxus, but if you've ever been in that situation where you've had it and you lose it, you wouldn't be singing the same song. I think you would be ready to get HD TV.
My thing is all the content I watch is in standard definition, and I've seen how standard definition content looks on an HD. It looks terrible.
Yeah, it does.
It looks much better on my 27-inch Trinitron than it does on an HD. Now, if everything I watched was in HD already, I would be all for it, but I'm not going to pay, you know, $800 to $1,200 to get an HD TV and then have 90% of the stuff I watch look terrible.
I got you. That makes sense. Yeah, no, I understand that completely. I actually watched things I didn't really want to watch just because it looked so bad. You know, the things that I kind of did want to watch, it really looks pretty nasty. My DVDs didn't look that good either. But if I'm just talking about playing on it, which is probably, you know, what's
going
to happen.
If that's the main purpose for the thing, then certainly.
Oh, yeah. I think after I do get it, it'll be all downhill. I'll probably, you know, I might even get what the Elite? Is that?
Yeah, the Elite.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd go for the Elite, huh?
Wow.
Well, how much are they?
$479.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Good for you,
just
man.
Not even, no pause or anything. It's like, of course, I'll get the Elite.
I told you if you guys did this and I knew you were playing together, there's not really much that's going to stop me from doing it.
Well, good.
All right, Jeremy, hurry up and get your Xbox 360.
That's up to James. When James gets an Elite and gets his stuff transferred.
And that's up to Target, I guess. Well, that's up to time. We've got next week.
They'll be in a week.
You know, I'm such an instant gratification type of guy. I want it to happen now. Like, tonight. Go there.
Go home tonight and play games.
Yes. I am going to do that, actually, when you're home. And I'm glad you're getting one, and I'm glad you're going to go with the 360 and PS3. We're going to have to talk about that.
There's nothing there, man. PS3? Why?
I agree. Completely. Completely and totally agree with that one. So thanks for calling in, and thanks for recording the show. We're trying to get you on the 360 bandwagon, and we didn't think it would take this to do it. I don't remember him saying that if we all did this.
Remember him saying that. I just
really
didn't believe him.
Oh, you didn't believe him?
No.
All right, so can we trust you on that? Can we see, now we've got it recorded. It actually recorded. We can throw it back in his face as long as he doesn't edit it out.
I'm aware of that.
So yeah, that's what we want for you, man. We want you on the bandwagon as well. We want as many people as we know to get on that bandwagon who play games. We really want that. So not just you, but everybody that we know to get in on this because it's fun. We're kind of leaving PC behind as far as that whole as far as the gaming goes. Will it take? I know you're not. It's like wait. I know you're not. I know you can't. But do you think there will ever come a time where you do?
It might be when, like Straxus always likes to predict this, when consoles become more or less PCs that are easy to use. But my big deal is simulations. I can't get them anywhere else, you know. And if they show up somewhere else, well, you better believe that's where I'm going to be, but I don't know. It's going to take a lot. And I don't see it coming in the next, you know, generation or two.
It'll probably take PC games leaving you behind rather than you leaving PC games behind.
Yeah, that's a possibility considering what's popular on PC and, you know, what I consider is good, which is very different.
right. What are you playing on PC right now?
Well, just Stalker, World War II Online, you know.
How is Stalker going?
Oh, man, when it's not scary, it's hard.
Yeah?
And it's hard to play scary games, and if they're hard, you know, then there's that. I play it for like 5 minutes for a second, and then something spooks me out. Man, you can imagine how nasty Chernobyl is, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, that's right.
It's always uncomfortable. It's kind of like System Shock, too. It's always uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, besides that, World War II Online, which is, you know, it is what it is. It's a work in progress. It keeps getting better. I've been playing it for, like...
You've been fighting that war for a while.
Yeah, almost 2 years. Man, it's an old MMO, man.
It is. I remember when it first came out, and I thought, ooh, that looks great. I want to play it. Of course, I didn't have a PC at the time that could handle anything like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, by the time I did... It was an old PC game at that, so it didn't really work for me.
Yeah, it had a reincarnation, maybe, I don't know, a little bit before I started playing it. And I had been following it, I want to say that was back in 01, you know. I was a real forum hound, checking out what they were offering and how it was going to work. And I was a complete virgin to the MMO thing. I think my first MMO was City of Heroes with you guys.
It was mine, too, yeah.
Yeah.
It was mine, too.
That was some fun stuff, man.
Yeah, it was. That was some cool stuff. And that's another thing. I think James was talking about that a couple weeks ago. It's if the MMOs really, you know, establish themselves on consoles, then yeah. I guess you could say that PC games would outgrow me, because if they exist on console in a better format than they do on PC, then I'm gone.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in, and thanks for recording the show every week like you do. So we really appreciate it.
For the world, man.
So. Take care, man. Thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later.
See you guys later.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, so we're just kind of ragging him. He's a buddy of ours, and we're just kind of ragging on him, because if you go to the MouseLook forums under the GTA 4 thread, you'll see where we played with him a little bit about getting a 360 and you know, joining us in there, and then finally... with the announcement that Jeremy here is going to be getting one. He's kind of the last of that group in there to kind of get one, although I know... How close are you?
To what? To getting
a 360
bandwagon? Yeah. GTA 4 is actually going to be a big push for me on that.
I think that's going to be a big push for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
That's when that $600 price tag of a PS3 is really going to shine. That's really going to make up a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't buy a PS3.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just...
Yeah.
The educated.
Right. I've played all the... Well, from actually back to one, all of the entries in the GTA series prior to this, I've played on PC.
San Andreas?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and since 3, you know, since we went to the current format of those games, I've always preferred the PC versions because I like having a mouse look.
Yeah.
I don't like hitting a right trigger button to target and then hitting another button to shoot. That just doesn't work for me.
I'd say the mouse look was pretty broken in GTA 3 on the PC.
It was kind of, yeah. A little bit.
It was much improved by Vice City, but 3 was really bad on the PC.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got used to it, I guess, but it didn't... Yeah, it wasn't smooth.
No.
For sure. But, but by Vice City, it had gotten a lot better. San Andreas plays really well on the PC. But then, of course, the driving feels better with, you know, a thumb trigger for your accelerator and a stick for the wheel.
Right.
Rather than... holding forward and pushing left and right, you know. But this, like, I'm not gaming on Windows anymore because I don't want to run Windows.
Yeah.
So
you're pretty close then, huh?
It's more of a money issue than anything.
Right. Well, it's a money issue with a lot of things well as for a lot of people as well. Vince, do you have a 360?
No, I do not.
I didn't think so. I was like, I don't have you on my friends list, so no, I figured you didn't.
I would like to get one. I want to get one.
Money issue for you?
Money issue for me as well. Well,
it happens.
There's things I wanted. Dead Rising I wanted originally until the entire HD issue came about.
No HD TV for you?
No, not at all.
It's an, you know, it's an HD console, and that's, I can understand that. And thank God it's only that one game that's really affected by it, because mm-hmm. if it was across all the games, you'd really be in a problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting a,
yeah, no
a 360
kidding.
If I had
no.
to get an HD TV along with it.
However, I have yet to, I've never actually seen a 360 run on a non-HD television, so that'll be interesting for me to come over and look at that, so just to see whatever the difference may be.
Sure.
Because I remember the first time I hooked that thing up and put in Cameo. Which was a rare. It's called the developers were Rare. I put in Cameo because it touted all this. Oh, it's HD, that sort of thing. And I had seen HD television. I'd never seen HD gaming, and that was some of the brightest colors. Oh my God, it was nice. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see as well. Interestingly enough, we were talking about PCs and that sort of thing. Command and Conquer 3: Tiberium Wars came out on PC a couple of weeks back. The demo was released on Xbox Live Marketplace today. So you can actually, because it's the game's coming out, I think, in June for the Xbox 360. Yeah. But it's another RTS. I know, people are like, how do you control that on your console? And so far, people have said, well, they did a good job with what they had. So that's in there as well. Anyway, that about wraps it up for this hour of in-game chat. Now, when we come back, we'll go. You know, the next hour is usually our chat hour. And though we kind of use that up in these past 30 minutes, just chatting with Kevin and everything, we've got some movie news to go over here with what's going on in the movies. Most of it not really good news.
And feel free to call in if you have something. You know,
yeah, feel free.
You want
to
discuss that
well.
We've talked about in the past couple hours?
Zilla had to leave us. So she is not answering our phone, so we're kind of going blind on the phone calls here. But give us a call, 334-272-9228, and we'll have more of in-game chat here in a little bit. Actually, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we'll be right back on in-game chat on 1170 WACV.
What a great news segment.
Oh, CBS is wonderful. They'll find some stuff that you just... What? But yeah, a pirates convention.
Yeah, man.
Apparently in the...
Louisiana. 1 month away, we have the next Pirates movie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, so no wonder they're holding a convention.
Did all of you guys celebrate National Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I did not.
This was in September, wasn't it, I think?
I don't remember when it was, but it wasn't too far back.
Yeah, it's in the fall.
But yeah.
Because, it's a wonderful day.
Yeah, Talk Like a Pirate Day is, I believe, either the beginning or the end of the Pastafarian holidays.
That's correct. I believe it's the end, yeah.
Okay.
Now you know when the show doesn't have content.
Right.
We talk about a news story that CBS just ran. But no, that was
well, interesting. We've talked about piracy before, so I think it makes perfect sense.
I thought that's where they were going with that. When she first said, did you know,
convention?
You know, when you know, right. Did you know there was a National Society of Pirate blah, 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 blah? And I thought, okay, they must be talking about it. And then all of a sudden, she said it was led by this guy whose obviously middle initials R. And... and I thought, oh no, it's actually pirates. So, and he said, "Did you hear him?" He said that if you're not into the Pirates of the Caribbean thing, we actually have lectures on the historical things of pirates. Great stuff.
Which is wonderful. I mean, but it does go to something that we've always said, that if they wanted people to not pirate things, then they should call it something different, because piracy is obviously fun.
Exactly. Good stuff there. What was that? Ooh. Heard something in my headphones. Very strange.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't like that.
Squeaky chair?
No.
That's some static.
Hey, we still got music.
All right.
But anyway, so a little final hour here of in-game chat. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And if you'd like to call in, 334-272-9228. Going to hit some movie news. Normally, we talk about the movies that are coming out this week, which are, I guess our biggest one this week is Hot Fuzz coming out. If you got a chance to see it, call us in. Let us know how it was. So Sam Raimi is looking maybe to direct the Hobbit film, which is interesting. He obviously he's doing the Spider-Man stuff, which actually comes out in a few weeks.
Yes,
finally. I am very looking forward to it. Excuse me. Although if he does the Hobbit, Kirsten Dunst says that she will not be back for a fourth Spider-Man if he's not attached to it, which is fine. I don't really need Kirsten Dunst in my Spider-Man movies.
That'd be a perfect time to go ahead and get rid of the MJ character.
But Rami said that Peter Jackson might be the best filmmaker on the planet right now. First and foremost, those films, the Lord of the Rings films, are Peter Jackson and New Line Studio films. If Peter didn't want to do it, and they wanted me to do it, and they were both okay with me picking up the reins, that would be great. He says he loves the book. It's maybe a more kid-friendly story than the others, but he'd really like to do it. Kirsten Dunst, which we don't really care what she says, but she said this. It's disrespectful to the whole team, I think, to do that, for her to come back and be in the thing if nobody else is doing it. Audiences aren't stupid. It'd be a big flop without me, Tobey Maguire, or Sam. Not necessarily without you, Kirsten.
Has Toby said that he's not going to come back if Sam Raimi doesn't come back?
I don't think he has, although yeah. I think he's shown interest in not really wanting to do another Spider-Man film.
Right.
I think he's ready to
move on.
Yeah, that's all he's done in the past
yeah.
whatever how many years. It's been the Spider-Man.
Yeah, and that he's, I think in the first film he had like got a back injury that's been bothering him since then.
He did. Did you not get that from Seabiscuit?
Oh, that's right. It was from Seabiscuit.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man's fault. They don't. He doesn't. It's not.
Yeah, it's all CG when he's flipping around.
Yeah, not when he's riding a horse. So yeah, there was that news in there. What do you think about that? Would you rather see Peter Jackson do it, or would you rather see just the film get made, or do you even care?
I don't care.
I'm not either on that thing. I'm not really. Although I don't have this in front of me. I wish I had printed it out. A new Tolkien book is getting released.
I saw that.
Huh.
His son compiled. All these notes that he had for a story. I don't know if he fleshed them out. I can't remember if he finished that. But he compiled all these notes that he had written for this particular story, and I'm not sure exactly what the whole plot is and that sort of thing.
It's apparently about the first age of man. And,
yeah.
You know, I guess if you're a Tolkien fan, you know what that means.
But it's supposed to be released, which I thought was pretty interesting news there.
And it's not that I have anything against it. I love the Lord of the Rings movies, but I'm not a big fantasy buff. I'm a sci-fi guy.
Yeah.
So I'm not that familiar with it.
In other news, interesting casting news here. Edward Norton was picked to play Bruce Banner.
Really?
In the Hulk film.
That is a fantastic choice.
Yes.
That is great. He's already played the Hulk in Fight Club.
Yeah.
Right.
So we know he can do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't really like him when he gets angry. go ahead.
It's surprising to me that they're making another one right now.
I always thought that the second Hulk film was going to be straight to video. I knew that Ang Lee was not going to take. I knew that they were going to It's hard to say they're going to restart the franchise whenever you only had the one movie to deal with in the first place.
It was pretty terrible, from what I heard.
I loved it.
Really?
I really enjoyed it.
I never saw it.
I really enjoyed Ang Lee's version.
It was fun.
Why do people hate it so
much?
And who is it that hates it? Is it the general movie-going audience, or is it the fans that hated it?
I think you get a little bit of both, and I think you probably get more. I think you get
more
a lot of fans.
I think.
I think you get a lot of fans that actually hated it, but I really enjoyed it.
I mean, my only problem, I had a couple of problems with the movie, but neither of which led me to not enjoy it. The first was that the first half of the movie just was slow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. I mean, if you're really trying to introduce characters and tell a story, that's fine. The other thing was how much trouble they took to make sure that we knew that nobody died. The Hulk grabs a helicopter and throws it halfway across the desert, and it's this crumbled heap of smoking metal, and you hear the guy, the guys are crawling out, and you hear the crackle over the radio saying, "We're all okay." I thought they went a little overboard with things like
that. Like at the end of G.I. Joe the movie, when somebody, off-screen hollers out, "Hey, everybody, Duke just came out of his coma." After, earlier in the film, he had a snake thrown through his heart.
I love the snake thrown through his heart.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Serpentor did him in.
Oh, yeah. No.
And just think, man, if the movie's been reversed, it'll be Optimus Prime coming out of that coma.
Ooh.
Man.
Oh.
That's true. It would have been. Did you know about that, Scott?
No, go ahead.
Transformers the movie and G.I. Joe the movie were both, I don't know if you'd say filmed, but both planned at the same time, and they had very similar plots overall, and that was that the main character
was
going to die. They were going to kill Optimus Prime and kill Duke. Well, Transformers came out, they killed Optimus Prime, and the reaction
was
huge. So they decided they didn't want to go through that with the G.I. Joe franchise. So at the end of the movie, somebody off screen, hey, everybody, dude just came out of his coma. And then they all start celebrating because they just defeated the Cobras.
Right.
But, you know, yay! All right.
I guess ADR is a lot easier to pull off in an animated movie.
Oh, it is. some voice off, like you said, a voice off to nowhere. No, particular anyone's voice. Probably was like, you know, the whoever, somebody on the crew was like, I need you real quick.
Someone who was in the editing room as they were finishing
everybody,
the movie.
Duke just came out of a coma.
Yeah, and like they're talking in the chat room. I heard about this the other day. They're remaking... which is Escape from New York or Escape from L.A.?
Yeah. This is interesting. Dave's in the chat room, and he loves his Carpenter films, and he especially loves his Escape films.
Yeah.
I remember I wanted to get in touch with him because I was watching the Craig Ferguson show or whatever, and he had Kurt Russell on there for Grindhouse. And his first question was, hey, they're supposed to be remaking the Escape from L.A., and he said, yeah, but I'm not a part of it. And Craig's first words were, that's bull. And I thought, man, Dave would really appreciate that. I wish he was watching. But, yeah, he's not really a fan of anybody playing Snake other than Kurt Russell. So, but, yeah, they're remaking that. I don't remember. It's not – Carpenter has nothing to do with it. Obviously, they're remaking Halloween from, you know, what Rob Zombie's doing, which has no involvement of Carpenter whatsoever. But, you know, he's trying to remake that. And he's not going to use the music either.
He's going to make a fantastic metal soundtrack for it.
What's the point?
Money? I don't know.
Doesn't anybody have any new ideas for movies?
Give me his phone number. I'll call him. We'll ask him on the air. I'd love to. I'd love to ask people these questions. Why do you want to do this? He's given an answer, but I don't think that's the answer. That's not an answer I'm accepting.
What is his answer?
I'd have to go read it again. Yeah. It was.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I have to go read it again. Oh, he did see it. He caught it. Good. I'm glad Dave saw it. He saw what I was talking about. Back to this Bruce Banner thing. From what I originally heard, Ang Lee's got no involvement, obviously. I originally heard that it was going straight to video because of the poor...
How
bad the first movie did. And then when I saw this casting thing, I thought maybe I missed a news report somewhere where it was actually going to be in theaters and that sort of thing. But yeah, it's going to be Edward Norton as Bruce Banner.
Yeah, man.
And I think that works for me. I think that Robert Downey Jr. casting as Tony Stark works for me.
Yeah, that's a really good one, I think.
You know? Better than who
Tony
they had.
Tony Stark's in it?
No, it's the Iron Man movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Iron Man. I know. Yeah, I kind of.
Well, yeah. Man, Iron Man is something else. Don Murphy's attached to, who is the same guy that promised us the moon on the Transformers film and then reneged. So yeah.
Also, in the original guy that they wanted to play Tony Stark was Tom Cruise. Or the original guy that they were talking about was Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise wanted the role.
No.
Well, originally. That's not going to happen, and we're all grateful
good.
For that.
Yes.
However, one thing that puts another nail in the coffin of the Fantastic Four film...
Man, are you talking about Galactus?
I am, but let me tell you first. Before we get to Galactus, I'll give you the good news. Well, I don't know if it's good news. It probably doesn't matter at this point. Lawrence Fishburne is going to be the voice of the Silver Surfer.
Oh.
I thought he was supposed to...
What?
I thought he was supposed to be playing Galactus.
He was cast as the voice of the Silver Surfer. Yeah.
Okay.
Besides, we don't want Lawrence Fishburne to be the voice of a cloud.
Yep, Galactus is going to be a cloud.
If you don't know what Galactus looks like, if you do not know what Galactus... In fact, he's on... I'll prove it in here, since we're in here together. This is my wallpaper.
That's Galactus.
It's Galactus holding the Silver Surfer in his hand.
Galactus has fallen victim to the same thing the Transformers did. And that's the Hollywood, people will never believe that when they see it on the big screen mentality. So they change it to something they think people will believe. And apparently a giant cloud consuming planets is more believable than a giant person in purple armor. Well, and I guess I kind of have to agree.
And we think of J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover will come and destroy us all.
That's great. I'm glad.
Come to think of it, maybe a cloud isn't such a bad idea.
For me, a cloud is a horrible idea. Actually, though, it works in your argument.
Yeah, but it is a little bit more something that you would see on an old Star Trek episode. In fact, it was something that I think we saw on an old Star Trek episode.
The cloud or the guy in the purple armor?
No, a cloud that eats the planet eater. A big thing that just sort of floats around.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw a big purple guy too at some point.
Oh, yeah, but not.
But he didn't eat planets.
But not a big like armored purple guy that floats around in space without being on a ship.
I'm just giving you crap.
But you know what? There have been different imaginings of what Galactus is.
Right.
People, you know, there's been. If you go to Wikipedia,
that was pretty interesting. That apparently this kind of fits within some of the Marvel Universe interpretation of Galactus.
He would take the form.
Originally he takes the form of. Well, we don't know what his form is, but people perceive him as being kind of whatever they are. So we perceive him as being a giant humanoid. I'm not sure where the purple armor comes from, but neither here nor there, I guess.
So does that mean that we're all clouds?
But in the Ultimate Universe,
he
was actually like a giant cloud of these drone kind of things. Mm-hmm. So
he's some non-corporeal energy thing.
Regardless, I was hoping for what my wallpaper had,
right?
And I'm going to get a cloud, and I don't like that.
We were hoping a flat-nosed semi too, but we're not going to get that.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced that he's just going to be a cloud. Because
I'm sure it'll be a really pretty cloud.
No. Reading. Somebody in the chat room says he's not going to be a cloud. A rep came out and said it was a rumor.
Oh, that's great.
Lovely.
And I actually did hear him. I can't remember who the director is, but in an interview he was talking about Galactus and said he would appear at the end of the movie, and he wasn't going to say what kind of form he would take, but he said he believed most people would be happy with it. So. I was thinking if he was a cloud, there would probably be something representative of our version of Galactus in there. Maybe a face would form or something. But since it's not a cloud and that was a rumor, now I'm even more interested to see what he turns out to be.
Well, Sazumi, if I'm pronouncing that right, thank you for that tip in letting us know that this could be rumor. And I appreciate that. Rumor, bye-bye. I don't want my Galactus is no storm cloud. He doesn't have to be a big guy in purple armor either. But I don't need to be a cloud.
Michael Bay is listening to this, and he's thinking, man, in the next movie, I could make Unicron a giant cloud.
No. He, I don't even know if he'll touch on Unicron, but that would be interesting.
That's why I said in the next movie.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know that he'd ever even try and touch on Unicron at all.
Unicron's been a part of the lore for a long time. He wasn't just in the movie. He keeps coming back in the current series.
But while each of the Transformers have always taken a different... Megatron has not always been a gun. That sort of thing. While they have always changed in a sense of the way they looked, Unicron has always been...
A giant planet-eating robot.
The biggest thing you have ever seen in your life. If he were to do it, I'm sure he would change it, but that it's hard to do. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You've seen Optimus look different many times. You've seen all these Transformers look different many times. You've never seen Unicron look any different than what he was. Maybe a different color here and there, but he's always been a giant planet, transforming planet, basically. So, I don't know. But speaking of Michael Bay again, Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Michael Bay is going to direct a Prince of Persia movie.
With Jerry Bruckheimer doing the production stuff and Walt Disney releasing the film.
I'm fine with that. There's not a whole lot of story there to screw up. He can pretty much put his own interpretation on that and make it into a fun action movie. It's a fun action game.
I'm a fan of Bay, so I'm okay.
I'm perfectly fine with him making that movie.
I love...
Stayed away, far, far away from my Transformers.
It's based on The Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, which came out for the Xbox. And if you knew me then at the time, you knew I loved that game. One of the only games I've ever gone back and played through twice because I had that much fun with it. I really enjoyed Sands of Time. The sequels, I haven't played The Two Thrones, but Warrior Within, didn't like it. I played it, but I did not like it. I'm waiting for backwards compatibility for both of those on the 360 so that I can go back and actually play them a little bit. But a summer 2009 release is what they're looking at on that with Michael Bay directing. And I'm okay with that. Again, I'm a Bay fan.
Did you ever play the original Prince of Persia?
It was an unlockable on Sands of Time.
That doesn't answer my question.
So, yeah, I did.
Okay.
With that unlockable on there as well.
Cool.
I'd never played it on the PC. But, yeah, I did
play
it. It
was also released on the NES.
And I never played
it on
the
NES version. It was actually graphically a little bit better and had different levels.
Yeah, I never played it on there. What I did, though, and another unlockable they had in that game
was
a
good game.
It was the 3D version of that first level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you're in the dungeon.
Nice.
It was a completely 3D version of that first level. It was very, very cool.
I'd like to see that sometime.
And when you went into the back, there was like a huge picture of all the people who worked on the game and that sort of thing. It was a very nice little Easter egg in that game. But apparently, rumor is it's going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade, the original Prince of Persia.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Which you'll be able to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
as long as they, do their standard thing where they update it and make it all pretty and stuff.
And they will, and for you, it's going to be,
That's why I don't buy stuff on the virtual console. I already own all of those games.
Yeah. Well, it'll be digital distribution, which I know you're a fan of.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like packages?
Not so much.
You don't like boxes, packages, any type?
No.
Know? It needs to be something you can grab in the air and go for it and then let it back into the air again.
Yeah, I am...
For whatever reason.
I'm such a fan of digital distribution. That's the way I watch my television.
She showed me that the other night. Yeah. Wow.
I set up...
I was envious. I was like, you know what? I'm not really a big fan of digital... Well, I like digital distribution. I'm not really a big fan of not... Or whatever. The way you have it set up.
Yeah. I go out of my way.
Yeah.
Most people would not go this far. But
most people like us are lazy and just go out and buy the DVD or buy the box or whatever, get all the stuff that comes with it.
But, I set up a computer whose sole purpose is to download my TV shows.
Right.
You
can watch at your leisure. You built a TiVo.
I run, essentially. Except I don't have to skip through the commercials. They've already been cut out for me.
Yeah.
And I can watch, have it download shows that air elsewhere before here. Like, I'm already, tomorrow I'll watch the fourth episode of season 3 of Doctor Who, which I don't know when that's supposed to start up here, but I'm not waiting.
Yeah, it'll be a while. But
and there's great shows like Life on Mars, which is
you showed me a
sort of sci-fi-ish crime drama on BBC. I set up a program called the Democracy Player, and there's a website called tvrss.net. that you can go to, and they have basically feeds of every TV show, almost. And you just put those feeds into Democracy Player, tell it to download new stuff when it's posted, and then when I come home, I check my folder and see what's there. That's how I watch everything.
No, it was great. I love the way you had that set up. Like I said, I was envious of you guys. I was like, I want something like that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to take the time to go through it.
Well, it's one of those things that once you've set it up, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
It does it all on its own.
What was really cool...
touched that config in months.
You don't have a 360, but you had it set up... You had the 360 dashboard configuration for it.
On my Xbox.
On your old Xbox.
Yeah,
and it looked exactly the same.
I've got an old Xbox that's hacked to run a program called Xbox Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a skin that looks exactly like the 360 dashboard. And I use it to watch all those programs.
You're so not going to be surprised when you hook up your 360. Oh, I see this already. It's no big deal.
Huh.
Anyway, we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more right here on In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV.
get under there. I can't jump that high. There's a sphere over there that I want to get, and I can't get over the thing. I remember that. Did that start off with her beaming in? Does that audio file start off with like that?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
That would be a great, like, transition. You don't have my mic up, do you?
There we go. You don't have a loud voice, do you?
I certainly don't when you don't have my mic turned up.
Go ahead, what were you saying?
I was going to say, yeah, her beaming in would be a great little transition effect for when we come back from a break.
Yeah, you remember the code, the big famous code for that one?
Justin, yes, babe. I do, as a matter of fact. Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because I was going to use that as my radio name until you just announced my name on the air in the first show.
Well, sorry. You didn't give me warning.
You didn't give me an opportunity.
Guess what? The tape, the show has not been recorded, so you're more than welcome to pick up that. No, that would be stupid. I don't want to call you Justin.
Well, you were never able to call me Straxus either. So.
No, I wasn't, man. That's what's tough.
Your inability to call me by anything other than my name would have ruled it out in any case.
I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to someone about the show, and I was like, yeah, we were going to start off going by our screen names, our names that we use on our, you know, gamer tags or the forums or whatever. The problem is, when I'm with you guys, I don't call you by that name. When I look at your face doesn't tell me Straxus. Your face tells me Jeremy. And it's hard for me to do that. Man, if you had a shirt that maybe said Straxus across it, where I see that name all the time, like I do in like MMOs and things, if it was above your head, sure, I wouldn't have a problem.
Put an S on your forehead.
That wouldn't work. I'd be like, Jeremy, yeah, you got an S on your forehead.
I'm not the hologram guy on Red Dwarf.
Thank you.
So that idea was quickly thrown away.
Yeah, it was.
You're not going to call me Psycho.
Well, I'm not going to call you Jay either, which is what everybody else around here calls you. And specifically because of that.
That's fine. That's fine. Again, that's a weird thing. Working in radio, they gave me the DJ name. And I know anybody that's in radio, they're like, oh, he's breaking a fourth wall. That's fine. Nobody listening to me listens anywhere else anyway. So, so yeah, they gave me that radio name. My name was Jay Scott. That's my name on the air. That's what I go by, Jay Scott. And they're like, what are you going to use when you do that? And I'm like, I'm just going to go by Scott. I haven't, you know, why go by anything else? Nobody knows me as Jay listening right now, and everybody else knows me as Scott from the forums. They know me as Psycho Boy too. Which is, I'm glad you're not calling me Psycho either. Interesting name I picked.
Could have been Psych, I guess. But
you know. Why did you pick, John, yours is Illuminator, and you're in the chat room right now. Why is yours Illuminator?
I do lighting. Sorry, I caught
did
you.
Did the water nearly come through your nose?
I just didn't know it was going to be that simple.
No, that was pretty much it. Whenever I've had names on, you know, IM clients and things like that, it was always just something sort of random, or, you know, some nonsensical word in my initials or something like that, and I was looking for something better. So that was it. It just happened.
Where did Straxus come from?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because one of the reasons I picked it is that the only people who know what it is are people that, well, know what it is.
Okay.
I'm certainly not going to, like, yeah, I mean, it's easy enough to find out if you're really curious, but...
Well,
I'm not just going to blurt it out here.
I wasn't just doing it for my own personal benefit. I guess we were going to go around the room and reveal that, but apparently not.
Nope. Well, I mean, anyone who's ever seen the movie Hackers knows that it's very important to have a good handle.
You brought up Hackers. What was that, 97?
Oh, around then, yeah.
That was like Angelina Jolie's one of her first films. That was earlier than that, I think.
It was, because I was still in high school.
Maybe I'm thinking 93.
Well, I can tell you in a minute, but not right now.
Of what year that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up and find it for us. Fine, then, we won't. Since Straxus isn't playing.
Well, I found out, and it makes sense, but I'm not going to tell.
It's Jeremy on the radio, thanks to you. Hey, you brought it up.
I know. Yeah.
Guess who I'm not adding to my gamer tag friend list? I don't care that you're getting a 360 anymore. I'm not going to play with you. What's your screen name going to be on your Xbox 360?
Well, I guess Straxus. It depends on what's available.
Straxus is probably available. Maybe. You can go the Dana route and get Soulless
it's,
Toast.
It's not as rare as it once was.
Should have gotten a 360 earlier.
You
can sign. You can get a gamer tag right now.
Really?
You can secure it right now.
I had no idea.
Silver memberships are free. Go ahead. Go to Xbox.com. Get a silver
membership. What about memberships from the original Xbox? Are those screen names? I mean, I'd assume they're the same from there to the 360, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, then it's been years, man. Somebody's got that already.
No, try it.
I'll try it.
Go to Xbox.com. Sign up for a silver membership, which is completely free. And you can go ahead and... You can go ahead and anybody listening in the chat room is like, ooh, I'm going to get it before him.
Oh, man. See?
They're not... No.
They are.
Nobody's talking in the chat room.
Well, that
right
depends
now.
On if. I'm blanking here.
No, don't worry about it.
Destructipated.
Disgustipated.
Disgustipated. Yeah. Whether he's listening or not.
Yeah.
95, by the way.
95.
The
okay.
Hacker's movie. Yeah.
I was equal distance away from both my guesses. I was like, it was 97. No, it was 93.
That's a good thing. This isn't The Price Is Right.
Yeah. I loved Plinko. So what about yours, Dennis?
Oh, goodness.
Yours? What is? Tell everybody your name.
My online name is Samish Dew.
Yeah, go ahead and explain that one.
Oh, goodness.
Do you want to not play the game like Straxus?
Not that I don't want to play the game. It's
For
just
whatever
that
reason, I'm starting to call him Straxus.
going through the entire story will probably take up the rest of our time.
Yeah, well, then we won't worry about it. Mine was Psycho Boy 2. It was a name that I'm not going to tell. Back when I had, you guys may remember this, when I had the Imagination Network.
Oh, yeah.
This is going way back.
Sierra Online Network.
I had the Imagination Network cost an arm and a leg.
Yes, it did.
Because they charged you by the hour.
Man, that's reaching back there. Was that 92, 93?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got the box. I've still got the box that it came in.
Wow.
The INN box.
That's awesome.
Man, I love that place. I miss it. So anyway, back when I had that, I had different versions of Psycho. I had Psycho Boy, whatever. It was spelled correctly and that whole thing. This time it's spelled with a K, which is weird. So then after the Imagination Network, I moved on to the Prodigy service. Which, I don't know if that's still... Is that still... What is that? Is that gone now? Didn't AOL buy it or something?
I think somebody bought it. I have no idea if it's still going as a subsidiary of something or not.
Again, picked the Psycho Boy name and changed all my different numbers. It was Psycho Boy 4, 7, 8, whatever. I don't remember the real reason I picked it when I was on the Imagination Network. I think at the time it was cool to be crazy. Not so much these days. So I picked it, and the reason I kept it was because, well, if I go to Prodigy, maybe somebody from the Imagination Network will be there, and they'll recognize my name, and they'll know me. So that's why I kept it. Then I went from Prodigy into AOL, and I kept the name again, because I figured if somebody's from Prodigy that knows me from the Imagination Network, then yeah, blah, blah, blah. You go on through there. After that, you know, I might as well have trademarked the thing, because I've kept it through every iteration I've ever used. You know, through you can send an email to PsychoBoy2 @ and then add any three letters and a .com or whatever. It's probably going to come to me. So, but yeah.
Yeah, Straxus is taken.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it not taken by you from when you had it from the original Xbox?
I did not have Live on the original Xbox. I've never had a game for the original Xbox. The only thing my Xbox is for is for Xbox Media Center.
So what are you going to pick now?
I don't know.
Straxus 2.
No, there will not be a number in my name.
Don't worry. The Xbox service has a gamer tag generator, although it's...
Yeah, I'm not going to be grumpy Straxus either.
It's nothing like that. It's even worse.
No, that's what it says.
Grumpy
Straxus, yeah.
Let's go to a phone call here. We're going to this blind. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jared. How's it going?
Hey, man.
It's going good. What's up with you tonight?
Oh, man, work has just been... I've been playing that game Work, and, you know, boss fight after boss fight, I tell you.
It's like getting to the end of the internet. You'll never make it, will you?
And actually, it feels like the end of Blaster Master, where it just doesn't end. They, you know, they figure, it's just making it impossible for you. So, you know, they're working me to the bone.
Are you still at work right now?
No, I had a class this evening, but we're on 12-hour shifts the past 2 weeks and next week. And ugh.
What have you been playing game wise?
I tracked down a copy of Free Space 2 because there's that demo for the Beyond the Red Line for the Battlestar Galactica demo.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried that, and it's pretty unforgiving, to say.
So is your phone connection.
Yeah.
It's a little staticky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sort of wandering around the apartment.
Well, when you find a good spot, we'll tell you to stop. You better stop. Stop.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You tried. It was tough. It was hard.
It's just the models and everything are just kind of smaller than the actual Free Space 2 game, so you have to be pretty on point in your aiming to actually hit the Cylon. So it's, you know, trying to hit it with a needle. It's fun, but kind of frustrating when you're, you know, taking a minute to shoot down one plane, you know, one Cylon. So, oh well.
What do you plan on playing this weekend? More of that?
A little bit more of that. Super Paper Mario. I bought that, and I'm really liking it a lot.
Well, you're not Grumpy Straxus, then.
I try not to be Grumpy Straxus.
Maybe I should just take Grumpy Straxus.
You should go through that name, that gamer tag generator. Do they have that online for you?
It's sitting right here, suggesting alternatives.
Yeah, because they come up with some wild stuff, man. That's how Dana got Soulless Toast. They came up with Soulless Toast for. They came up with a lot of different things.
Paunchy Crab? How does it get that?
That's great, see?
Oh, that is wonderful.
Hey, appreciate you calling in. I'd talk to you more, but your phone connection's kind of wanky.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy out here tonight, so I'm not surprised.
Where are you calling us from?
It's sort of in between nowhere and nowhere.
Apparently so, because we didn't actually hear where you're from. Your phone crapped out on you, so you are between nowhere and somewhere. So, but
I can always blame it on the military trying to, you know, big brother central, what I say.
Well, it's probably the military trying to keep you from making outside calls. But we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in, and thanks for listening tonight as well, Ben.
Oh, no problem, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Take care, man.
Oops. Oh, well. His phone cut off on him. I didn't hang up on him, no. It was his phone. What have you come across anything that strikes your fancy?
No, not so much.
And Grumpy Straxus is looking pretty good, huh?
I tried my, like, one alternate spelling that I sometimes use, and that was taken. I tried just Strax, and of course that was taken. That's always taken. So, no, I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, good luck, and just let me know which one you go after. So, anyway, we've got one more break here that we're going to take, and then we're going to come back with the final segment here of In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV. I think that's another one coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Cool.
That'll be nice co-op right there. So, anyway,
yay.
Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is our final segments here, and we're just going to go around the room, see what everybody's doing this weekend as far as game-wise. Just, you know, little chatter and that sort of thing. Appreciate everybody listening. Don't forget, coming up next, though, there's Evil Avatar Radio. You'll have to head on over to Evil Avatar or mouselook.com and click on the links there to listen to that broadcast. They do not broadcast here from WACV. They actually broadcast from, what, University, was it Minnesota? No. Missouri? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I'll have to look at the... I know Phil's going to be like, he doesn't even know where I'm from. No.
He hasn't called us in a while.
No, he hasn't. And I keep sending him the messages, be like, hey, you know, go ahead and, you know, call in. Let us know what's going on with your show. But his show follows ours. He promotes ours on evilavatar.com, and I really, really appreciate that. That's some
Phil
great
rocks.
Stuff. Yes, Phil is a great guy. Or if we're going by screen names again, Kef Kateran, if I have to call him that. So, anyway, thanks for promoting us there, Phil. Anyway, so we were talking about a lot of things during the break. We're reciting South Park lines and that sort of thing. What'd you find on the Xbox game tag generator name?
Oh man, I don't know. There's been so many.
Grumpy Straxes, you're really sticking with that one?
I don't know. Somebody from that's listening will probably take it before I make up my mind. I like that, Grumpy Straxes. I'm going to be Grumpy Straxes. Oh, I don't know. They came up with
Stupid Straxes.
Yeah, come on, man.
What's weird is that, okay, they know you picked the name Straxus, but it was taken. So they thought, well, maybe he wants stupid in front of it.
Yeah, that's a great guess, guys. That's what I want to be. Just put stupid in front of my name.
If Kevin's listening right now, I got an instant message over on Mouse Look from Bohica, which is Neil. You've seen him post in there a few times. He's asking me if I have an Xbox 360 for sale, which I do. So we're getting more people on the bandwagon here. So Kevin, you need to don't be lame, man. Don't be, cool kids are getting in on it. Come on, light up.
Peer pressure.
What are you doing this weekend, Jeremy? Straxus, whatever.
Well, I guess that depends on how much Becky's working this weekend. Yeah. If she's working a lot, I probably won't be watching much Stargate SG-1. Whenever she's home, I want to get some Stargate SG-1 under her belt. We'll just finish the second season and watch some more of that. Love my sci-fi.
Yeah.
Are
any games? Looking to play any games?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably won't play much of anything until...
You're done with the Homeworld thing, huh? The Homeworld kick is gone?
Man, I'm just so frustrated at that level. Same level I was frustrated at last time you asked me. I haven't played it. I haven't played it anymore since I got to that level. Maybe I'll go through that level and try the next one. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I probably won't play much of anything until either I get the 360 and or until Sins of a Solar Empire comes out, because I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And what is... You going to see any movies? You just don't know what you're going
to
do this weekend.
Yeah, we may go to Auburn to see the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, just because the idea of a road trip kind of appeals to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Auburn isn't that far away.
Closer than Birmingham.
Yeah.
So, I may try and go out and see Hot Fuzz this weekend. I don't know. What are you doing this weekend, John?
I'm going to continue not seeing the Aqua Teen movie because it's not in Montgomery. And if we can hammer that home, if there's anyone from the rave listening, talk to your boss. Tell them they need the movie.
Well, what I want to know is why
talk to
they...
Talk us and why you don't have it.
Yeah,
why did you put it advertised? Why did you put the poster up? You know, the coming soon, we're going to be playing this, and now you're not playing it. I don't understand that. There has to be some sort of reason.
Right. I mean, if I had known...
I doubt we'll get an answer, but I would love to know why that changed.
Yeah, because I remember we went to see... that was the time we went to see Ninja Turtles.
We went to see Ninja Turtles
and Rain Over Me. And there was
300 was up.
Yeah, 300, yeah. There was a poster, and we all looked at it, and it's, you know, coming soon was Operating Hunger Force.
For theaters. I'm pretty sure I saw trailers for it, too.
Although, let me tell you this. When I worked at the movie theater, I didn't care if we were getting the movie or not. I put up the really cool posters.
Right.
You got to understand, I have... buttloads of posters at my house from when I used to work at the movie theater.
I've noticed that.
No, you've only seen what I've got hanging up in the room. You haven't seen the closet full of orange tubes. Now, each tube can hold tons of posters, so there's a ton of them in there. I love movie posters, and so when I worked at the theater, I didn't want to hang up the next romantic comedy that was coming out. I wanted to put up that teaser poster that made you think, what movie is this?
Right.
It only lists, you know when... As soon as we got the Blair Witch Project poster in, I put it up because I knew what the film was. I knew that whole myth behind it. We didn't get the film.
Right.
One of the other theaters across town actually got it, but I put it up there because I wanted people to see it. I wanted this thing to get some notice. When Iron Giant, when we got the poster for that, I took that home. I took that one home. But any time a poster was coming out or a movie was coming out, if the poster looked cool, I plastered that thing. So, because I didn't care if we got it or not.
And maybe that's what happened at the rave.
I would have done the same. Trust me, working the theater I worked at, we only had 6 poster cases to hang up. And so those spaces were, that was some hot property. And so if we'd have gotten in the Aqua Teen poster, I'd have put it up. I wouldn't have cared whether or not we were getting the movie. I would have put it up. So. That's my thing. What? Something else get taken? Yeah. What?
No, it's just the things it's suggesting. Uncool Straxus. You know.
You should try for Scissor Me Strat.
Oh, Lord. So anyway, over the weekend...
I wanted him to pick Homeless Traxxas as well. And his little motto could be, got change.
Change.
Change. So go ahead. You were saying. And I interrupted.
Yeah, I'll not be going to see the movie because it's not here.
Playing any games?
I'm going to try to. But what it's going to be, I really don't know. I still have in my possession a friend of mine's PS2 and Guitar Hero that I had been borrowing and was supposed to return, and I don't have this person's number, and I have to find it because I want to give it back to them before
right.
I leave. But anyway, I might be playing some of that, or I might pick, you know, might fire up the PS1 and play some Intelligent Cube because I haven't played that in a long time.
I saw that for sale not too long ago. For it was still like $40.
Yeah.
Because it was brand new in the box. It was
and
still about 40
and
bucks.
Yeah, it's still a hard... the one I got from a game store I worked at in Birmingham that I just somehow found used. And it's the only time I've ever seen it.
Going back to some news that came out actually the week that we recorded the show on the Monday. There was a ton of news that came out that week, but some great news. There was a game that our forums, the MouseLook forums, helped me find. I was looking for desperately. I was like... Where is Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo? I need to find that.
Man,
I went to the local Rhino game store, and there it was, brand new, in the box. It still cost $40 because it was such a rare type of thing. But it was used, but it was still great. I mean, it was still looked great, and you know everything was fine with it. Pristine condition. Loved it. We played it. Last week it was announced that on Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo HD. It's a very long name.
Yeah,
but it's going to be an HD. It's going to be an HD high definition. It will be multiplayer. Obviously, it's going to be everything that the Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo was. However, they have they fixed the configuration of the gems, the way they drop for each character, because it used to be there used to be a Dan thing that you could do with that thing. I don't remember what it was, but there was a configuration that Dan had that was...
He dropped nothing but red.
Yeah. And so they fixed all this stuff, and now it's going... Apparently you can set it to be a completely random thing of what they drop, what each character type drops and that sort of thing. A lot of different things you can tweak to it, so that's great, and I'm glad it's coming
out. I loved beating people with Dan. That was, because, you know, if you can, the way the game works, if you can beat somebody with a character that only drops one color, that's a pretty big insult.
Well, actually, we used to go at each other Dan versus Dan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way you could really almost play fair when, you know, that's where you could have a matchup, because if they both drop the same color, then you could have a kind of a fair fight. Because there were certain characters that if you picked, there was, oh, God, it was horrible. Because of the stuff that they dropped. But they fixed that whole... I guess it's not really a glitch, but they fixed it.
Well, they were hidden characters. They weren't part of the main game, so...
So, anyway, that's coming out. Something you and I can look forward to playing together.
Absolutely.
That'll be a lot of fun. But what are you doing this weekend, Dennis?
About the only thing we have lined up is going to see Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to see that. I'd like to. I don't know that I will. I'm pretty lazy, and I like to stay at home. So I don't know that I'll actually make it out and see it. Are you going to play any games this weekend?
Probably some WarioWare. That's probably about it right now.
Man.
I got nothing else going on.
Now it's suggesting ugly Strax.
You'll figure
Maybe
it out.
Maybe I'll rethink this whole Xbox Live thing. It doesn't seem to like me.
Yeah, you'll figure something out. Anyway, as for me, I will get back into more of God of War 2. Loving that game. I like games that put me in like this epic scale. I moved a mountain the other day.
I know. I've been through that.
I had these gigantic stone horses move this mountain across. I was like, oh, I love it when big, giant things happen, and I'm a little guy making those things happen. Love that sort of thing. That's why I enjoyed the Metallo fight in the Superman game, because Metallo was gigantic, and I was able to throw things at him and stuff, so it was a lot of fun. I'll play some more Superman. I'll play some more God of War 2. I'll hit some Luxor up, hit some Guitar Hero 2 in there. I'm planning to really do some gaming this weekend. I also plan to jump back into Crackdown and go back and find those 9 agility orbs out of the 500 and see if I can find those as well. So I plan on doing some of that this weekend, maybe catching Hot Fuzz, maybe just watch some of the movies I bought on my Blu-ray player that I haven't watched yet. So, yeah, I do that. I buy movies and then I don't ever get around to watch them. So I plan on doing lots of that stuff. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Any final thoughts real quick? We got about 10 seconds.
Nothing, man.
Just wasted five.
And there's the rest. There we go.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. And that'll do it for this episode of Endgame Chat here on 1170 WACV. Good night, everybody.